Blog Talk Radio.
It's okay, I'm good.
Yo!
Stars out. We bring the women and the cars and the cars out. Let's have a toast and celebration, get a glass out. And we can do this until we pass out.
Let it stay, let it go away.
Yeah.
We won't come down until we hit the ground.
Yeah, pass out. Yeah, I'm in charge now. I'm a star and I brought my food cars out. I live a very, very, very wild lifestyle. And Audrina, eat your heart out. I used to listen to you, don't wanna bring arms out. I've got so many clothes, I keep some in my aunt's house. Disturbing London, baby, we about to branch out. Soon I'll be the king like Prince Charles, yeah, yeah. And there ain't nobody fresher. Semester to semester, raving with the freshers. 20 light bulbs around my table and my dresser. DLC compressor, just in case I don't impress her. Say hello to Dexter, say hello to Uncle Fester. Got them gazing at my necklace and my crazy sun protectors. G-shots, I got a crazy dumb collection. Haters, I can't pick and reset. Yeah, yeah, we bring the stars out. We bring the women and the cars out. Let's have a toast and celebration, get a glass out. And we can do this until we pass out.
Let it stay, let it go away.
Yeah.
We won't come down until we hit the ground and
fall out. They say bonjour. I never got to fly on a Concorde. I've been Southampton, but I've never been to Scunthorpe. I'm crazy with the kicks, call me Jean-Claude. I'm about to be a bigger star than my mum for. Cause every day I got a groupie at my front door. Now I drive past the bus I used to run for. Where's my clap? Where's my encore? I walk alone, cause I was born alone. I trust her just for fun, I'll never ever call a phone. I leave her in the club, I'll never ever walk her home. D.O. the foundation, I'm the cornerstone. I'm so famous, I'm still unknown. And if your son doesn't, I bet your daughter knows. Check out my visual, check out my audio. Extraordinary, yo, hope you enjoy the show. Yeah, yeah, we bring the stars out. We bring the women and the cars out. Let's have a toast and celebration, get a glass out. And we can do this until we pass out.
Let it stay, let it go.
This is your boy DJ Ames, always in the great UK. Well, I'm in the DMV. I'm always rocking my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Yo, it's your girl Lushy Lush. I know you miss my voice. I'm back in the building, baby. You already know what it is, and we getting it cracking. You already know that we always give you the hottest interviews and the exclusive interviews on Lush Radio Online. Definitely want to shout out our sponsors, OhanaShop.com, Strictly Bump One, along with Capital Customs and Diverse Media Group, LLC. I also would love to definitely shout out my whole entire staff. Definitely want to shout out Cookie, want to shout out Future Guru, Ebony, Natalia, Miss Photographics, MAE2K Magazine, Links, everybody that definitely is part of the squad that definitely would support us. Shout out to True Son Ali, along with Candy Girl and MicrophoneBully.com and IndieHipHop.net, Making It Magazine, and On Point Magazine. Make sure you check out my interview from on OnPointMagazine.com. Leave me a comment. Tell me what you think. Last week, guys, was my birthday. Last week, Friday, was my birthday, and we were turned all the way up. I jumped down into Jersey, and I rocked it out with DJ Lazy K at her crib with Murda. And I met up with our new promo model, Niagara Falls. She's going to be doing a hot calendar, and we're definitely sponsoring it. So check that out. And then on Saturday, I was in New York, and we shot Vinny Idol and a couple of other people, and it definitely went down on Saturday. Then we went to the 4040 Club, and then Sunday we went to Jersey Girls. So it went down last weekend. Now I'm back in the DMV, and I'm rocking it out, and we're going to have one of the hottest female mommies that be DJing her ass off on the ones and twos, DJ Blazita, because she's blazing hot, like muy caliente, she's on fire, giving it what you want, what you need, and she definitely won the war with the Funk Master Flex situation that was going down. You know, he had the Funk Master Flex, hot97.com, DJ Takeover, and she was spinning it on the one and two. She's one of the hottest, sexiest chicks in the game right now. So you need to watch out for her. We're going to be going to the phone lines right now to talk to DJ Blazita.
Hey, what up?
What's up, DJ Blazita? What's good with you?
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing much. Let me give you some Lush Radio love real quick with your hot self over there blazing. What's
yeah,
up?
Yeah.
Oh, man, let me give you some Lush Radio love, Blazita.
Yeah, that's what's up.
That's what it is. That's what it is. You got any shout-outs, Mamita, before we get into it, boo?
Oh, yeah. Shout-out to Cinnamon Jones. Shout-out to Gutta Music. So that's my team right there. That's hip hop, everybody, and on Lush Radio. That's what's up.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Y'all, I just want to let all of y'all that's listening right now know that this is one of the hottest ladies in the game. You know what I'm saying? DJing right now, and she's doing her thing. And I'm definitely proud of her. Shout out to Cinnamon, Soul Touch Media, for providing us with this interview tonight. And
yes.
So what you know, as a Latin mommy and just being a woman in general, you know, what inspired you to get into this game? Because, you know, as we know, majority of the time when we talk about DJ, we always think about men. And it's only
right.
A couple of women that's been in the game that's definitely held themselves down. So, you know, shout out to DJ Lazy K, shout out to DJ Jazzy Joyce, Coco Chanel, and all those other young ladies in the game. But what said, yo, this is what I'm going to do, and I'm going to do it better than anybody.
Yeah. I mean, I always loved music, you know. I was doing radio in high school and college radio at Penn State. So I had the foundation, which is this love for music and artists and everything. And then, you know, I met some people that were DJs at Penn State, and I saw them rock the parties crazy. And, you know, I kind of was like a fan of different people, like Jazzy Joyce, Coco Chanel, just watch them do their thing. And so that got me into it. I wanted to learn, you know, the turntables. And I said, oh, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to go hard with it. So, you know, it's been about 6-7 years that I've been doing it, and I just, you know, go as hard as possible.
What's up? That's what's up. We definitely been watching your movement. I don't know if I'm gotta make sure if I'm right. I think do you have a radio show, or you co-host on That's Hip Hop? I think it's That's Hip Hop, right?
Yeah, That's Hip Hop.com. I have a radio show. I co-host from MixGrind.com, and we do every Thursday night. So we got special guests, and I spin live. So it's pretty cool.
That's what it is, man. That's what it is. What time on Thursday nights? Just so people, we can catch you and stuff.
Yeah. It's 8 to 10, and you log into the chat room, and you can see me spin live, and you can hear everything that's going on, so it's cool.
That's what it is. Y'all better support my sister, because if you don't, I'm going to smack the mess out you. For real. And, you know, being a female in the industry, what do you feel is your hardest adversity that you have to face? Being a female, just, you know, dealing with the industry in general.
I mean, I love it. I think it's different. Like, I love how, you know, all of us females that are in it, there's not too many of us, so we come together when we see each other and just give mad respect. And I think the hardest thing is just getting the respect from guys that automatically think, oh, you know, she's no threat to me, or she's not really doing it like that. And then they look and they see what's going on and they're like, oh, damn, I didn't know it was like that. So it's tough. I mean, at first, the people, you know, you gotta show and prove, like, with everything, so.
That's what it is. And, you know, DJ Blazita, you know what I'm saying, getting into winning the whole Funkmaster Flex DJ Takeover, how was that and how did that whole situation come about?
Yeah, that was a really, really, really good look. You can still go on there. They pick a new person every Thursday to spend live with Flex, but they put me on early. I was, like, you know, one of the fourth or fifth people to go, and I shared, you know, a spot on the radio with Flex, which is really crazy because, you know, he likes to talk a lot, and we got it in, and, you know, I had a lot of fun with it, and so many people tuned in, so it was a really great thing, and I think, like, everyone was really supportive and everything, so I'm real thankful to Hot 97 for that opportunity.
That's what it is. And how do you classify yourself in regards to DJing? Because, you know, some DJs, they call them, you know, house DJs. Some DJs, you know, are radio DJs. Some DJs, you know, some DJs, they're more mixtape DJs. Do you feel like you're all in one, or you feel like you're stronger in one point? How do you feel?
I think I'm pretty balanced between, like, I do a lot of mixtapes, people know that, but I don't like being categorized as a mixtape DJ because I feel like I'm a party DJ and I also do radio, so I kind of, like, I don't know, there's not a lot of us who do all three and who, you know, can hold their weight in all three, so, I mean, now I'm starting to do more parties and less mixtapes, so it just depends, you know, what's going on in the season of where I am, but I feel like I can hold my own in all three, so.
That's cool, that's what it is, man, you know. You're now listening to DJ Blazita live on Lush Radio Online right now, one of the hottest, sexiest Latin mommies in the building.
Thanks for that. So funny.
Yo. The other thing I wanted to ask you, Blazita, was, you know, are there any new up-and-coming things that's going on right now, any music videos or anything or stuff, different projects you get being a part of? And also throw out that Twitter for the people also.
Oh, yeah. Everything that I do is on my Twitter. I'm real heavy on that. Twitter is at DJ Blazita. I do have some things coming up. I'm working with the R&B singer named Jashayla. We have a video for one of her remixes that she did to Daddy's Home by Usher. That video, C Poppy, is dropping this week. I have three mixtapes coming out in the next week, so look for those. One is Harlem Heavy, is called Uptown Connection. So all the artists who are doing their thing in Harlem, and because I'm real, real big Dipset fan, so. Then also got, I work with artist I'll Be Back. He recently signed to SRC Universal, so he has, you know, an album dropping this year and some different online projects going on, and I have a mixtape coming out with Torrey. It's, you know, more on the female music radio side of things, which is a different route for him because he's mostly known for, you know, the underground hip-hop scene, but it's going to be good. And, yeah, just a lot going on, but everywhere I'm at, you know, I post it on Twitter, so you can look for me there.
That's what it is. Make sure you're following her on Twitter right now at this moment. Make sure that you're following her on Twitter. Another thing, Blazita, tell the world something that we don't know about Blazita. Besides being a hot DJ, besides being fine and sexy, and besides, you know, just being just an all-around hotness, tell us something that we don't know.
Well, I don't know. I mean, basically everything about me, you know, you can find on my website, djblazita.com. But, I mean, I did graduate from Penn State, so I have a degree in sociology, which, you know, is like, if you know what sociology is, the study of people. So that helps me a lot, you know, the whole music industry aspect of things, too. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you for that one, man. That's what it is. You know, and there's not that many DJs that can say that, man. So I mean, I'm proud of you for doing that right there, man. Yo, she's smart. She's intelligent. Man, come on now. Come on. This is like, was y'all on a triple threat? Y'all men better watch out now. Watch out now. She's on fire. Muy caliente.
You love talking that Spanish.
But you know what? I got to shout out to my homegirl, Emma, of E2K Magazine. She's like my sister.
Yeah.
Part of Street Queens, the movement. I remember she did do an interview with you. I actually had you on the cover of the magazine, man. Tell us about that whole situation.
Yeah. E2K, shout out to them. That was actually, Liza Rios was on the cover, but it was a really good look for me. The interview was great. And I think that was one of the first interviews that I did, like, in the past. Like year or two when I started my press movement. But yeah, shout out to E2K and I think they have a website, right? Where the interview is posted on the website, but it's also posted on mine at djblazita.com, so you can check it there.
That's what's up. Log on to E2K Magazine Online .ning.com or E2K Magazine Online.com.
Yep.
Also, Blazita, just, you know, in the Latin world, how do the people respond to you in regards to? I know everybody loves you, but you know, how is it? You know, was it hard coming and breaking? You know, through, you know what I'm saying, being that, you know, you are Latin. How was it? How was that whole situation?
I think, like, I started out hip hop DJ. So I really wasn't into the Latin scene until I started doing some Latin mixtapes, you know, reggaeton and some other mixes with Latin DJs. And then the parties, you know, they started coming because the Latin party scene is crazy, especially like this weekend I'm going to Toronto, Canada to do another Latin party. So those are always big. Like there's a big scene in New York. So it's great. You know, it's really great.
Yeah, man, I remember when I was interviewing, I think one or two Latin artists, man, they came on the show. Yo, they be having their father, their mother, their friends, yo, people be call. Yo, it be like 3,000 deep, man.
That's how we do, we stick together.
Man, it's definitely show love. And any upcoming shows that's going on and everything? Because I know you DJ in a lot of the hot clubs in New York. You got any upcoming shows going on?
Yeah. Friday night I'm at Prana, which is it's on 28th Street in Manhattan. Like I said, Saturday I'm going to Toronto, Canada, and then next weekend I'm uptown at Hudson River Cafe in New York. And then tomorrow night, I'm doing this in music industry event. So anybody in New York City that wants to come through, it's at Simpson Lounge. And we always have, you know, some hip-hop legends in the building. So it's a good look.
That's what it is, man. That's what it is. Make sure y'all support DJ Blazita and everything that she's doing and stuff. And since you're on here, man, I got, you know, some independent artist music. I want to know what you think about it, you know. Great ear for music, I want to know, you know what I'm saying, your feedback on it, since we have the world famous DJ Blazita.
Good.
This one right here is from the Swamp Team out here in Jersey. It's called Be What You're Gonna Be. And I want to know what your feedback is. Do you like it? You don't like it? Or should we just throw it in the garbage? Let me know, DJ Blazita.
When I drop the supply in the plan, job for my fans, hometown and my mans. Locally, I'm totally vetted and so respected. Credited for records that many never expected. Like earthquakes and tremors, new improved member. Sharp light trimmer, smart like you remember. New year to simmer, burn all beginners. New top contenders, all of y'all offenders. On call sender, rap the wild sender in the paint with hooks that well cater my agenda.
surrender your validation and pass. Cool in my slender as a dig in your wax. Simple mass to a great outlast any fame. All tracks laid as I smash in my train. Grade is an A, rated best in my slot. Dwell in the front to the LP pop. When it comes to the music, the best we gon' be. As we climb to the top, the rest they gon' see. Rise to a kick and the rest, I'm hungry. Passing in my words from jurors to burn trees. Light it up, put the kush in the air. Light it up, put the piff in the air. Light it up. On the 1, 2, 3, when it comes to the music, the best we gon' be. My talk is persuasive, New Jersey native. Shine up, data like vehicles upgraded. Mike nickel plated, so underrated, I'm anonymously known from a never called greatest. Law strictly enforced, follow all rules. Like when the nigga make the man's with the tool. Homeschooled and proven, industry to it, locking up motherfuckers since the day of the doing. Lyrics all fluent, even for Europeans. Roaring in my language, but my music extreme. You seen live, when I'm in the booth. Wave to the camera to solidify proof. All work involved, time is evolved. Problems all solved from major shot call. All let the hustle and connect. Poly game set like poker players and bet. When it comes to the music, the best we gon' be. As we climb to the top, the rest they gon' see. Rise to a kick and the rest, I'm hungry. Passing in my words from jurors to burn trees. Light it up, put the kush in the air. Light it up, put the piss in the air. Light it up, on the 1, 2, 3. When it comes to the music, the best we gon' be. Coming live and direct, like crime and the jet. Infamous in streets like dimes of the past. On this, I write more than metal contention. Block mention a comment from YouTube attention. Mature statement, bread in the basement. Flow is a starter, never need no replacement. Sick like patient, MC chicken. Use my skills wisely, like I'm in chicken. Musical relations, married to the game. Lifetime warranty, always fit in flames. Lame, entertain fetish for my hunger. Unknown strength like dark and windy thunder. No main topic, reckless to wattage. HD frequency, clear if you got it. Acknowledge the rims, I put the verse. Elders in from the dirt, confirmed in every turn. When it comes to the music, the best we gon' be. As we climb to the top, the rest they gon' see. Rise to a kick and the rest, I'm hungry. Passing in my words from jurors to burn trees. Light it up, put the kush in the air. Light it up, put the piff in the air. Light it up, on the 1, 2, 3. When it comes to the music, the best we gon' be.
Yeah, it's the channel's number one BK Hutstar, your favorite homie, True Son Ali, and I am the voice of Brooklyn. And when I'm in the DMV, you already know who I'm rocking with, Lushy Lush on Lush Radio Online. We got this thing locked, baby.
You already know what it is, man. Y'all just heard that right there. That's what's going to be, what you going to be, you know what I'm saying? The Swamp Team, you know what I'm saying, the squad. And we got DJ Blazita, one of the hottest female DJs in the building, live with us, going to tell me what she thought about that.
Yes, I am here, and I think it's hot. I think the beat was heavy. That beat was crazy, and the hook is all right. I like it.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. Yo, this is what I'm talking about, man. We definitely having some true and real opinions right here from DJ Blazita. I'm gonna play you one more. DJ Blazita, and then, you know, we're going to let these callers go ahead and ask you some quick questions before we go on to the next one, because we're going to have Donnie Goins live in the building, mainstream up-and-coming rapper, and we're going to have Liaison live in the building on Lush Radio Online, man. We are not playing any games. This one right here is from a girl out in the DMV called Metaphor. I want to know, it's from Candy Girl. I want to know what you think about that. We're only going to give you a quick snippet because I know it only takes DJs like three to a couple of seconds to find out do we like it or we don't like it.
Make an opinion, yep.
So we're going to play a little snippet of it and one last song and let me know what you think.
Okay.
Oh, Yo, das ist Vance Beats aus Deutschland. Dicken Shoutout an mein Mädchen Lush von Lush Radio Online.
Yeah, that was a snippet right there. Quick, Joe, I don't want to know what Blake Zeta thinks about that one. That was metaphor.
Yeah, that's hot too. You know, there's not that many female rappers that can hold down a beat like that, you know? So that's hot. That's what's up. You got to send me these checks, you know, djblazeta@gmail.com. So.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and send you those, Joe, sis. Definitely, man. Definitely, and I might Lush Radio might have to, you know, come and do some combination with you on doing a mixtape or something, you know.
Oh, yeah, that'd be hot.
And get it cracking, man, because, you know, we got to support the sister, and we'll go hard on the promo for it, man, for real, because we definitely loving what you're doing out there, seriously. And I got this last one, and I'm going to stop bothering you so you won't beat me up.
Hi.
Yeah, I got this one from, what's this joint? This joint from True Son Ali, Real Rap Pro.
Oh, and okay. You got my cousin on.
True Son Ali from BK Hood Stars, www.truesonali.com, Real Rap Pro. Let me know what you think about it.
Ali right there, Real Rap Pro right there. We just give a little snippet, you know what I'm saying? The DJ Blaze Zeta, one of the hottest females DJs in the building, repping the New York area. You already know what it is. Yeah. What
and
you thought
you know,
about?
You know, I'm in Brooklyn, so I already know True Son. And I already think he's dope. So that was a good tag right there. I'm feeling good.
You know that's our official Less Radio artist right there. You already know what it is, man. You know. But you should have all these tracks then, man.
Hello,
you should have
my
all
bad,
these.
My bad, I lost you for a second. All right, here we go.
I said you should have all these tracks. Well, we're going to make sure that we send you some of these new artist stuff and slide them over to you so, you know what I'm saying, tell us what you think and everything. So let everybody know the email again, Booby.
Yeah, djblazeta@gmail.com, and you can check out my website, djblazeta.com, for you know, any updates or other contact info.
That's what it is, man. You know, you already know what it is. BK in the building. And definitely shout out to Marcy Projects. Shout out to the whole Marcy movement. I was actually up in New York taking pictures of Vinny Idol and a couple of other cats, AK Chop and G the K. They was doing a situation out there. And Marcy, it was taking the flicks. We did a little video called Welcome to Marcy. It hit 800 on one day, and now it's going. We should hit 1,000 by the end of the day. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up.
I'm going to send you a link. You got to check it out. Leave a comment, sis.
All right. That's
next video, we got to have you in there, man, for real.
Yeah, for sure. I'm not that far from there, so that's what's up. Oh.
Next time I'm in New York, I got to come check you and cinnamon and stuff, man. But final thoughts, babe. You know, basically, you know, for these up and coming kids coming into the game, what kind of advice do you have for them?
I would say, you know, you got, like, come in hard, be consistent, practice what you do no matter what it is, you know, whatever your artistry is, and, you know, just network, because it really is about, you know, people that you know helping you get to where you want to be and learning from people who've been in it for a long time. So, yeah, that's what I have to say. But thank you to Lush Radio for having me, and thank you, sis, for the interview. I appreciate it.
And it's all good. I love you to death. Mi casa, su casa. Come here anytime. Even if you just want to say hi, we let you.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Well, I love you to death, man. Oh, good. We definitely going to hit you up on the flip side, all right? All right. That's what it is. Peace. We just had DJ Blaze Ether live in the building, one of the hottest DJs worldwide, international, doing a 1-2, man. Make sure you follow her on Twitter. I'm going to go ahead and see if my wonderful co-host representing the Jersey area is live in the building. We're going to have Donnie Goins live on the show along with Liaison, so watch out for that in a few minutes. Yo, Guru, what up? Jersey in the building. What up, fam?
Yeah, man, it's Jersey in the building. Future Guru 100. All you got to do is Google me. I'm here to say what's up to Lush. What's up to Marcy Projects? Y'all need to go log on because my Twitter going to be really, really popping with this. We ain't stopping. You know, we had a good time. They showed us a lot of love. Shout out to Cookie on the team, you know. And shout out to Ebony and Money L. You know, I already know. You know, this is popping. Marcy tweeted us just like, you know, like I was home. They when I got over there, I was home. So y'all already know what it is. This project is the truth. Shout out to AK Chop. Lush, happy birthday once again. I'm glad you came to Jersey. You know, shout out to Lazy K for, you know, letting us chill out at the crib, get it in, and do what we do. Shout out to Murder. You know, everybody that support us when Lush coming to town, man. That's what it is. Y'all got to make sure y'all do what I ask, man. Just, you know.
And shout out to Ransom for coming through on the swamp and showing us love. And shout out to the whole squad of the Marcy Projects, Vinny Idol, Justin Case, Money L, G the K, AK Chop Dutch, the whole fam. You know, appreciate y'all. Shout out to Jersey Girl. Shout out to First Lady L and DJ Envy. They showed me mad love in the club on Sunday. Woo! I made it rain on them, but.
All I got to tell y'all is that we actually got it in. I mean, we got it in. Lush came to Jersey and we got it in. You know what I mean? We did.
From Jersey to New York, man, I was grinding on my birthday weekend. But like I said, man, we're going to have Donnie Goins. Donnie Goins, up-and-coming artist, but, I mean, you can't really call him an average up-and-coming artist because this man is grinding hard body. You know what I'm saying? He was in the source, you know what I'm saying, doing his mainstream thing. He's doing his 1-2. So y'all need to watch out for this cat because he's doing some major, major moves. And for y'all that's just joining us, we just left off with DJ Blazita, one of the hottest female DJs in New York. You know what I mean? So we're going to have Donnie Goins live in the building. And this interview was provided to us by our wonderful program manager, Cookie. So we're going to go ahead and go to the phone lines and see if we have Donnie Goins on the line with us. Future Guru, our co-host, wonderful, representing the Jersey, Irvington area. What's up? What's up, Donnie? What's good?
Yeah, I'm about to say, is this really my cue to jump in?
I thought that's right, man. That's funny right there.
How y'all doing, man? I appreciate y'all having me on the show. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm here grinding it out. You know, I appreciate the introduction. It means a lot. And, you know,
that's what it is, man. We got to give you some Lush Radio love.
Yeah, because you got jokes.
Thank you very much. So, what's cracking, y'all?
It's only right.
It's only right. So Donnie, before we get into the nitty gritty, go ahead and get your shout outs then, booby.
I just want to shout out y'all. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate it, you know what I'm saying? And like anybody listening, I just blasted on Twitter. Much love for y'all. Right now I'm actually in my studio, Stadium Red, in Harlem. We just wrapped up something with BET, which is really dope. So yeah, I'm here. You already know.
That's what it is, man. Donnie, what inspired you to get into the music industry and say, yo, this is what I'm going to do, and I'm going to go hard body with it?
To be honest with you, like, I've always been a hip-hop head for the most part. But as far as, like, being an artist, I never really took it seriously because I didn't think it was something that was feasible. So I never really, like, took it, you know, serious. I just wasn't writing songs. I wasn't trying to rap. I wasn't doing anything. I would freestyle and stuff, but that was really the extent of it. And in 2006, I had saw a movie called Fade to Black. When I saw that movie, I really just became inspired, and I decided to pursue the career 110%. So I really just dropped everything. Like, after, like, a month, I quit my job, and I just really went all the way in. I just here I am today, you know, 4 years later, grinding it out.
It doesn't take about that long. I just want everybody to know it does take at least that long. How can you create a buzz in less than 1 year? You better be good. Shout out to you know what I mean? Shout out to you know, all the people that's trying to do it. You know, it's not an easy thing, man. You know,
people
might have something sensational, but you might have something sensational, but guess what? If it's only a single, you're going to fizz out anyway.
True.
So get it off. Get your facts.
Look at the I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say that they look at the allure of it. They look at the outside looking in. They see, like, the videos, and they see, like, the jewelry and the women and the things like that, and they think all of a sudden that you can get in there and it's going to be that simple. You're going to accumulate these things, and you're going to get famous and all this stuff, and it really doesn't happen that way. You know, any famous artist that you know of, I can guarantee you they have a lot of disappointments, and they have a lot of failures in their career, and they also have a long backstory. I bet my life on it because I'm in it right now, and I already know what it takes, so... It's hard, but it is what it is.
That's what it is. I'm going to go ahead and throw it to my co-host, and I'm going to go ahead and let him ask you a question.
Yeah, I just, you know, just appreciate what he spoke about so far, and, you know, to everybody that's listening, it does take a little bit of persistence and dedication. And, you know, my question is, like, when you started, who actually inspired you to actually, you know, pursue? I know you said you saw the movie, but is like, just give me a couple of maybe your favorite artists or maybe one of your favorite producers that made you want to keep spitting bars. Like, because, you know, my thing is, producer-wise, it's only a few. So.
Well, nah, I hear you. I mean, first when I started, initially, obviously, it was the Norms, the Nas's, the Jay-Z's, you know, blah, blah, blah. But as I continue to go on with it, truly, the people inspire me to do what I do. I'm not really fixated on the industry part of it and, like, what goes on, you know, in that realm. I just really focus on, you know, what it is that moves me and motivates me. And seriously speaking, you know, a lot of artists and stuff that I see out there, they're not as motivating as, like, you know, they once were to me. Because what I believe to be inspiring or what I believe to be motivated by in the beginning was not so much a facade, but it just wasn't what I thought it would be when I got in. When I got in, I saw things for the reality of it, and, you know, they don't really inspire me as much. So, like, I tend to just focus a lot on the people and what it is that is organic and what's truthful to me and my surroundings. And, you know, there's a lot of talented artists out there and stuff, but if it was anything about me being inspired, as far as, like, about artist-wise, it has to be my peers. And when I say peers, I mean the newcomers, the people that are coming up alongside of me. You know, I'm not necessarily fixated on the legends and, you know, who came before me. I have my respect for those guys, don't get me wrong, but I really just become inspired by people that are doing the same thing I'm doing. And I think it's only natural, you know? So that's that.
That's what it is. And I'm going to go ahead and go to the phone lines. I think we got a caller on the line. We're going to check it. It looks like a 347 number. I'm going to go check and see who this is.
Kind of a pause there. Or is anybody there?
Hello?
Yeah,
hello?
Here.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah,
I was trying to screen the caller, but I don't know who it was. But 347, you're live on Lush Radio Online. What's good, fam? With Donnie Goins, what's cracking? 347? 347.
It seems a little quiet, so.
All right, 347. All right. Don't be scared.
Funny.
Oh, man. But, Donnie, any upcoming shows, anything new? What's popping? Tell us about this Donnie Goins album, 20X. Tell us about that whole situation. What's cracking with that?
Right now, we promoting my project 20X. It's presented by a clothing company called Rocksmith Tokyo. Just put it out about 2 weeks ago. It's something that I'm very proud of. We have a lot of dope production on there. It's actually an EP. We have production on there from a lot of local MCs or people that I deal with that are emerging, such as Versatile, Six Sense, DJ Static, M Phases, DJ Nasty, and there's somebody else I'm forgetting. But yeah, you know, it's all good. You know, like basically I'm promoting that project. I just came back from South by Southwest. We was really out there pushing hard, you know, with the EP and getting out there. Right now this week I'm headed to Boston to do my man's release party, Jada S. Then after that I'll be headed to Vermont to be rocking with Mickey Fax and Jada S. After that, so I'm just like, really traveling a lot and just trying to really get my music and my brand out there as much as possible. So whatever it is I need to do as far as like going out of town for shows or, you know, promoting or whatever it is, I'm doing it. If you ain't got that project, go download 20X.
That's what it is. That's what it is. I'm going to go ahead and throw it to my co-host again and everything, and we're going to go into some music in a few seconds. Guru.
Yeah, I want to get his Twitter right quick because, you know, once we before I forget, I'm going to get your Twitter and your email, you know, so you could network with me, you know, because that's what I'm all about, you know. If
no doubt.
Something I could help you with.
Give everybody my Twitter. Yeah. Donnie Goins at Twitter, DONNYGOINES. Just put the at sign in front of that, and you can find me.
That's what it is.
Okay. All right, yeah, so my question is, when you're in the booth in the studio, you know, is there like some of the most things, like when you write, do you write there? Do you more like flow freestyle? How is your vibe like when you go to the studio? You got cats that inspire you in the studio? Because, you know, some of that's important for your career.
I mean, honestly speaking, I'm a workaholic and I'm a beast mm-hmm. when it comes to work. So I make sure when I come to work, going to the studio is like a job to me. So you wouldn't go to your shift and you wouldn't go there without your uniform, or you wouldn't go there without, you know, what you need. So I personally make sure that I go to the studio with what I need as far as like my lyrics already ready and everything else in place. You know, realistically, I'm not the kind of person that I don't like to go wing things when it comes to music and it comes to actually the artist stuff. So, like, I really just make sure I come prepared. As far as inspiration is concerned, the only person that really inspires me in that situation is my man Ariel Borgio, which is my engineer. I don't really have entourages around me. I don't have, like, no fucking incense candles lit or something. Like, I'm just really in there to work and make sure that my songs are the best they can possibly be. So, like I said, when it comes down to it, I make sure that it's just quiet, my music is ready, and I just go in there and rock out.
That's a good thing, man. The mentality is everything right now.
That's what
yeah,
it is. We got a caller live on the line. Caller from the block number. You're live in the building on Lush Radio Online with Donnie Goins. What's good?
Who is it?
Block caller. Block caller.
The caller seems to be geeking out. they're not talking. I don't know.
Yo, I hope people ain't just calling so they can just hear your voice and stuff, son.
Maybe they're breathing like. But it's all good. Yeah, you know, it is what it is. Quality, just what we're touching on real quick. Quality is extremely important to me. I really do not play when it comes to sound quality, and I make sure that all my music is top-notch. I multi-file track all my projects and make sure everything is the highest possible quality sonically or technically that it can be, and I refuse to put out anything that's subpar. So it is what it is.
That's what it is, man. You know, being in the industry, man, we got good days, we got bad days. What do you feel was your hardest adversity you had to deal with, fam?
As far as the industry is concerned?
Yes.
It's the dick riding factor. Like, I don't like dick riders. Like, I like people that are doing it. Can I cuss on here? I can cuss on here. Yeah.
Internet radio.
That's exactly how I dress them, man. They're fucking dick riders. Like, I don't.
Hold on.
Yeah.
true though, you know.
Oh,
I really like people. I like people that are very like organic and they serious about what it is they do. And it's like you, if you mess with me, you mess with me on a basis of my talent and my work. But it's not really like that, you know. A lot of times in this industry, people are very they follow the trends and they follow what's going on. Hold on one second. This is not gonna bother you if I talk right here, right? Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. They're doing an interview. Like, they're still shooting at BET, so I apologize. Like, we're running around like crazy. But yeah, basically, my thing is just if you go and fuck with something, fuck with it because it's natural and you like it. You know, a lot of times these people, man, they wanna go with what's hot at the moment and all this, that, and the third. And then that leaves out people like myself, who's like, is a talented artist, and not just myself, but many artists. And then it's like you can't break out of that. You can't break out of the grind of it. You can't break to the mainstream because the people that control the mainstream are only focused on whatever's hot at that moment. And it's just like so corny to me. Like, it's like mad corny. So like, I really just, that's the worst thing about this industry to me, hands down. And that's just, I deal with that every fucking day. So it's nothing new.
Wow, that was serious right there. You was like, yeah. Yo, Donnie.
I keep it 100, man. Like, listen to my No Apologies record. You see what I'm talking about. Like, I don't play with that. Like, I'm not for the whole, like, that dick riding thing. I'm not with it. Like, if you fuck with me, you fuck with me, fine. But if you don't fuck with it, that's cool, too. But don't like, negate me because, you know, I'm not on a Lil Wayne track or I'm not got auto-tune or whatever kind of trend is popping at the particular moment or I'm not singing like a Drake or whoever. Like, I don't do that. You know what I mean? I don't like it. So just, it's whack, you know? It is what it
that's-
is.
That's real talk right there, cause a lot of people are stuck on that fakeness, and we don't got time for it, man. Like, auto tunes is played out, just, you know, and it's just all of that stuff is like crazy. Like, be original. Like my boy Teddy Ted from the Awesome Two, my big brother, he said, yo, stop, you know, trying to be like somebody else. Find your niche, man.
That's it. I always tell people, like, why be the next anyone when you can be the first you? I always tell people that, you know, like, why are you fixated on trying to be like somebody else? Do what the hell it is you do and just stay focused, you know, and things will come your way.
Real talk. Any up-and-coming videos, music videos, anything like that we need to watch out for?
No Apologies is floating around the video for that, and you can expect to see that on, you know, like, networks such as MTV and Music Choice and things like that. So look out for that video. We'll be shooting a lot more looks, a lot of different things. So check out exclusive videos coming soon from on sites like thisis50.com and NobRight, so on and so forth. And, you know, I'm just hustling and grinding, so look out for all sorts of visuals.
All I'm saying is, when can we get the joint so we can put it on Lush Radio or not? What's good, my
Nah, it's all good. I got you, too. Hit me up. It'll be on Lush Radio. Let's do it.
You know, we waiting for that joint, to get that joint cracking. But, yeah, definitely, you know, we appreciate what you're doing out there and stuff, man. Tell us something that we don't know about, you know, Mr. Donnie Goins. You as yourself. Anything else that we don't know about you that you want the world to know?
Let's see. I like long walks on the beach, you know. No, I'm kidding. I mean, honestly, something that...
Yo, I'm just kidding. Yo, why you laughing? I like long walks on the beach. That ain't nothing wrong with that. I want to be holding little sexy girl hand, you know, anything. I don't want to be by myself all the time on the beach. I could. But,
yeah, you know,
go get shorty. Wake up, shorty.
You know what it is. That's for the ladies out there.
It's good money right there. Long walk on the beach with girl. Charming.
But nah, you know, I mean, honestly speaking, yo, my life is an open book. My life is an open book. So if you want to know about me, you can ask. It's whatever. But, yeah, I'm just regular Donnie. You know what I'm saying?
One of the ladies asked me in the chat room, you know what I'm saying? You know, the ladies, they be listening. They said, you kind of fine over there, Donnie. They said, are you single or are you bunned up?
I love bunned up. Is that what you call it, bunned up?
Is it bunned up? Are you wiped up? What's really going on?
I like
What's
that.
What's going
up?
On?
I mean, honestly, yo, you know what I'm saying? I love the ladies, man. Get at me. You know what I mean? It's all love. I'll at me.
Wow. Is that everyone? Donnie just said that he's open market, so go ahead, make sure you get your resumes together and put in applications for Donnie Goins.
Hilarious.
For real, man. We live in the building. If you're just joining us, you're live on Lush Radio Online with Donnie Goins. We're also going to have Liaison Live on the show on Lush Radio Online. Hopefully, you know, the system will work a little bit faster so I can get this music in here and stuff. But we're going to go to a quick commercial, and we'll be back in a quick second on Lush Radio Online. Stay on the line with us, baby, okay? Donnie, and we'll be back in a quick second with Donnie Goins.
Oh, this is good. She likes for the Lush Radio Online show. I'm live in the building. You already know what it is. I'm all the way turned up. The people's voice is all the way turned up. You know why? I log on to www.capitalmusic.com. Are you looking for that hot stuff? The way you should be. If you just can't find the food store, then you have to holler at capitalcustom.com. Persona, baby, because it's all about branding and what you represent, man. It's all about being you and what you expect when you step out there. And that's what they all do. Go on to www.capitalcustom.com. Call them at 202-471-0310. Call them at 202-471-0310. And don't forget to follow them on Twitter at capital_custom. With a D. You already know what it is, man. It's your girl, it's your left, man. And they got a 50% for me, because you already know what it is. I'm rocking my capital cut right now. You already know what it is, man, because I'm going to turn it up.
Yeah, you already know what it is, man. We're live with Donnie Goins live on Lush Radio Online, man. And we're also going to have Liaison live on the show. And we had DJ Blazita earlier. So we're going to go back to the lines in a quick second. And we're going to bring back Donnie Goins. Donnie Goins is a hot up-and-coming independent artist, and he's definitely getting on mainstream. MTV's looking at him, BET's looking at him, Worldwide, they looking at him, man. He's doing his numbers. I need to be supporting this cat. He's doing his one, too. We're going to go back to the phone lines and talk to Donnie Goins. And we want you guys to ask your questions also. So we're going to open up the lines for you guys in a quick second. Peace, Donnie.
What up?
What's up with you, man? We're going to go ahead and open up these phone lines.
Let's do it.
People and stuff. I got a caller from the 646. You're live in the building with Donnie Goins. You're on Lush Radio Online. What's up?
Yo, Donnie, what up, man? What's going on? What's up, Lush Radio? Shouts to y'all, too, man. It's Third Degree out the Bronx. BKA, the real nobody.
Okay, what up, homie?
What's good?
What up, homie? How are you, fam?
Chilling, grinding it out. You already know.
I hear you. I've been watching your grind for a minute now, man. Now, my question to you would be from one independent artist, you know, to another. What is it that keeps you going in this industry full of letdowns?
I'll be honest with you. Like, it's really depressing sometimes, you know, like, especially, like, even
I
you
agree.
From New York. So you can understand where I'm coming from when I say
yes,
this. Like, we have stigma about us as New York artists, so it's even twice as hard for us to break in, you know, and do what we got to do. And it's like, it's depressing. Like, you look at that XXL freshman cover, there ain't no New York artists on there. It's like, it's just crazy to me, you know what I mean? But
it is crazy.
You know, it's whatever, though. But, you know, at the end of the day, like, what keeps me going is the people. I mean, I look at things like, I didn't come in here really for the money and the fame and all that. I came in here for, like, real organic reasons. So a lot of times when that industry shit, that shit, like, fucks me up, I focus more on the positive and things that keep me going. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta find whatever it is that keeps you motivated and keeps you continuing on, because I'm telling you right now, you're going to get disappointments left and right. Like, that shit comes to the territory. But it's like, when you find something that's like a good vocal point for you to keep moving, you'll be good to go.
I feel you, man. I respect that. I definitely agree with you as well.
That's what
that's
it is.
Stuff.
Appreciate it.
That's real, homie. That's real, man. And by the way, man, that last tape, bro, definitely get get my little five. You get my five mics in there, you know? I throw my 2 cents
that.
On there. But I fuck with hip hop, man, so you know what I'm saying? Keep that hip hop going, fam, for real.
That's what it is. You do the same, my dude. Much love.
That's what it is.
Likewise.
Appreciate you, man, for calling in, you know what I mean? And I'm going to go ahead and throw it to Guru. Guru, you got another question for Donnie?
Yeah, I do. Just congratulating him on having some of the major networks for the music looking to check in, and that's an important milestone as you keep striving, because we can't be like myself. I just never look back. I just like keep pressing. That's why I'm glad I'm with a strong team. So basically I want to ask him about networking and having your team, because you're still networking just to build your team. So how's things shaping up for like some of the people on your staff, your team? When you get to this level, there's more and more people you're going to need around you, you know?
No question about it. You actually have the right idea, man. Having a team is very important. I have a great network of people around me that really help me to continue on as an artist and do what I do. First and foremost, the first layer of it, I have my management, which is Same Plate Management. They also manage Emilio Rojas and Jada S, which are two talented artists besides myself. Besides them, I have my publicist, Melanie Cornish, who's based out of London. She's been with me for a long time and always continues to help me keep my interviews in order and keep a lot of things situated. And then besides them, I have my recording team, you know, which is Westwood Music and Ariel Borgio. They're very, very integral in my parts, you know, as far as like creating the music, because I'm not one man army. There's a lot of people behind me that believe in what it is I do, and you have to make sure that you have those pieces in place, because as you advance, the more further you get, the more busy it gets. Like, there's a lot of different things around you that, you know, you can't really control. And in the beginning, it was me just doing everything myself. But now it's getting to a point where it's even hard for me, like, even to update my personal blog. Like, it's just crazy because I'm always moving, you know. So it's always great to have a team in place. And I really do feel that you will not succeed unless you have that.
And I had one more question real quick. For yourself at this point in your career, not for nothing, but sometimes we have to ask these questions because we, Lush the Radio Online, want people to network. For yourself, I'm going to give you one little question. Not for nothing. What, in your opinion, would your publicist, since she's on – hello?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right. Since she's on deck with you, what are some of the things that she's doing for you that's saying, like, yeah, I'm glad I got her as my publicist? Let's make that clear out there for some people out there.
I mean, do you mean you asking me what she does?
Yeah,
exactly?
What, like, some of the things that's making you happy that she do work.
Like, my publicist, she's just one factor of my team, so I'll give you an example of what she does. Like, she's
work.
The kind of person that she sets up my interviews. She sets up the majority of my interviews. Like, normally when people hit me up about interviews, I just tell them to contact her so she can set things up and make sure that I'm on a proper timeline. She also guides me and lets me know which interviews make sense and which don't. Because, I mean, I try to take every interview that I can, but sometimes when you're doing certain kind of runs, press runs, you have to be careful with that kind of thing, like what you do and how you say certain things and so on and so forth. She also gives me a lot of advice. I mean, she's somebody that's been around for a long time, and she's seen me grow, and she's seen me, you know, do what I've been doing as an artist. So she lets me know. She's like, Donnie, you know, you should do this, this, and that, or, you know, whatever the case may be. And it's just, she's like one spoke in the wheel, you know. It's like, in order to complete the cipher, you have to have many different spokes. So, you know, it really is just a team effort with everybody.
I appreciate that, and I had to single it out because we got a lot of people that we actually consider ourselves to be mentors too, and we educating, and this show is about education and entertainment. So we just had to take that spoke out of the wheel, man, and just for people that's trying to be publicists, man, and do what they do, listen to what my man is saying, because he's not I wouldn't even consider him like a beginner artist. He's not a beginner artist, not just coming out. He's on Lush Radio Online. He's popping. So get at him for some networking right now, man. This is resource time, man.
That's real talk right there. And Donnie, the other thing I wanted to ask you was, you know, when it comes to the international market, since you have a publicist out of the UK, in London, out in that area, how are you looking in regards to the international market? Have you been sending your stuff out there? What is the response out there? And, you know, have you been looking into that whole situation?
Right now, honestly, I've been touring, like doing spot dates all across the country, but I definitely want to expand and do a lot of dates in Europe and China, Japan, anywhere I can get outside of the country, because that's such a great market. I always tell any artist, if you have an opportunity to travel abroad, to take it, because that's a place where you can really like win over a lot of fans, and they truly appreciate the craft of hip-hop. To where it's like when you're doing a show in New York, for instance, the majority of people in the crowd are like other rappers. So like they're not really there like, you know, as fans. They're there like critiquing you as a rapper. You know what I'm saying?
The competition.
Yeah, it's like it's not really
the competition
like,
coming to check you out. They ain't clapping.
Yeah, you know, and they stand there in New York, especially with their arms folded and the ice grill, and they don't really clap or nothing. And, it, you know, I'm cool with that. It's all good. But at the end of the day, my whole thing is really focused on, like, going, doing things abroad and really branching out. So, yeah, definitely I'm international stuff. You know, my music is already floating around, like, all across the world. I mean, that's one great thing about the internet. It allows you to travel without traveling. So it makes perfect sense. But you could definitely expect me to do things in regards to, like, you know, out of country performances and things like that in the future.
Oh, well, you know what we're going to do, right? We're going to put you on the spot.
All right.
Put you on the spot. Now, for every MC that, not every MC, but some of the MCs that come on here, we ask them to go ahead and give us an exclusive. Go ahead and bust one for us, you know what I'm saying? Off the song. Bust one for us. Give us one right here. And y'all, if y'all don't know, he's been on the deal on BET. He's been doing a lot of hot things. So
I actually got to knock this out now because I actually got to keep filming for BET.
Yeah. So go ahead. Go ahead and give us a quick little joint, not a long joint, but give us a quick joint and everything real quick, fam.
I give you something like, listen, this here's a warning shot, but I keep the brother store in stock and black ARs. I'm next to blow, raps napalm. Niggas ain't up on my shit, then that's they lost. Shit like word to Aubrey Graham. Industry niggas are Two-Face, Harvey Dan. And I'm sorry, Stan, but I bet your favorite rapper is a Donnie fan. You like R.E.M., now losing your religion in the songs you chant. Jehovah, Godson, well, I'm the Antichrist. Lucifer when they hand me mics. Blood boiling, temperature rising. Executives whining, I run shit, get him a Heisman. And later on, when my records are climbing a billboard, remember how you never would sign them. And be prepared to cut checks and consignment, faggot. You already know, Donnie.
Oh, Lush Radio
exclusive. This is another Lush Radio Online exclusive.
That's what it is, Donnie, man. We appreciate you. We love you. We know you filming right now. Thanks. We appreciate you for taking the time out to do what you do, man, on Lush Radio Online, man. Real quick, Donnie, you know what I'm saying? Tell them once again what's your Twitter, man, so they can get at you, fam.
No doubt. Get at me, Twitter, you know, Facebook. MySpace is all the same exact shit. Just DONNYGOINES. Just spell my name right. You can't miss me, and I'm there.
That's what it is, man. We love you. We're going to hit you on the flip side, Donnie.
Yes,
definitely
sir.
Thank you, man, and support what you're doing, man. Go ahead and get that filming in, man, because I know how them cats are BT, man. They's like, come on, Shy. Come on, Shy. What you doing,
yeah,
Shy?
I don't want to hold them up.
Hey, we're coming out there with you next time.
I appreciate the love, you know?
All right.
And go down.
That's what it is, man. We're going to holler at you on the flip side. Thanks, Cookie, for that one.
Yeah.
We just had your man Donnie Goins live in the building on Lush Radio Online. And you know who we else we going to have on the building? We're going to have your man with the plan Liaison live in the building, man. Liaison, up and coming MC, doing his 1-2. I actually met Liaison with my boy, you know, our home team artist, True Son Ali, you know what I'm saying, was doing his premiere for Be The Best. Liaison was doing his premiere in there. You know, we got a couple of pictures of Liaison and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? So he's doing his 1-2, you know what I'm saying, representing Hard Body. So we're going to go to the phone lines and see if we got the man with the plan Liaison live in the building on Lush Radio Online. We also want to thank our program manager, once again, Cookie, for providing us with this interview on Lush Radio Online. What up, 347? What's good? Is this Liaison in the building?
Yo, what's good? What's going on? The franchise, what's popping? Lush Radio, I'm here.
What's good, fam? What's good with you?
Yeah, he's on. Man, working hard, man. Just happy to be alive, man. Out here grinding, you know what I mean? Just doing what I do, man.
That's what it is. Let's give you some Lush Radio love, baby.
That's what's up. Good looking. Appreciate that. Good looking.
That's what it is, man. Hey, Liaison, man. I don't know if you even remember me, man. When I was up in the joint with True, I'm his publicist and stuff. I was up there at the joint with what's his name, Sev Black, at that joint when y'all was doing the releases and stuff, man.
I remember. Yeah, that was a good look that night.
Yeah.
Good look. Good
yeah,
look.
Man. So I mean, before we get into it, you got any shout outs, boo?
Yeah, man, just, you know what I mean, shout out to the whole Brooklyn, shout out to the whole Coney Island, you know what I mean, Shout out to my, you know what I mean, my people's Embassy Elite. Shout out to my team, Professional Hits, my homie Destro. You know what I mean, my man D Chambers, my right hand. You know what I mean, the whole world and whoever's listening in. Shout out to y'all.
That's what it is. So Liaison, man, what inspired you to get into the music industry and say, yo, this is my calling, this is what I'm gonna do?
Oh man, damn. I always been a fan of hip hop ever since I was, you know what I mean, I was a youth. But I think like what really, really made me love rap, I think when I popped in Only Built for Cuban Links. You know what I mean? Raekwon first classic album, you know what I mean? That shit just made me like, you know what I mean, gave me the inspiration, you know what I mean, to just put some bars together or whatever, and I've been going hard ever since, you know?
That's what it is. I'm going to throw it to my co-host, Future Guru, representing the Irvington area in New Jersey. You want to go ahead and ask Liaison a question, fam?
Yeah, man, I just want to say, man, keep on doing what you do, man, and thanks for supporting the show. And actually, is any... As far as your interviews and shows go, man, how's things shaping up? Is like the show level, like shows going on? You got shows going on? Or?
Well, your boy gets a chance to perform or whatever, but, you know what I mean, more is always better. You know what I mean? You got any opportunities or whatever, I'm all for it, baby.
No doubt. That's what we're trying to do, man. That's what Lush Radio is all about. We networking to try to see what's out there. And these venues is real important, man. So I just say, salute what you're doing, man. I want to keep it going. Like, what about as far as your engineers and producers, man? We always shout out when we get to the MCs that come to the show, man. I ask each and every one of them about producers they feeling right now and they rocking with. You can give me one that you rocking with, one that you feeling that you ain't rocking with.
Oh, you talking about as far as producers that I'm working with, or producers that I just like in general.
I want one that you rocking with, that you want to throw out there, and one that you ain't rocking with, that you like to rock with.
Oh yeah, I'm working with my homie that I've been working with for like the last 10 joints, man. That's my homie, you know what I mean? I would definitely co-sign my homie Charlie Brown, you know what I mean? My homie Charlie Brown or whatever did the majority and the bulk of the joints on my new mixtape called Catch Your Breath, you know what I mean? That'll be available to y'all in May. So, you know what I mean? I would definitely co-sign them two homies right there. You know what I mean? They definitely get it in.
That's what I'm talking about, man. We always want to show love to the producers and engineers from Lush Radio, man. That's from my
things, man. As far as anybody that I would like to work with, I've always been a fan of, like Havoc from R.B., like, you know what I mean, Alchemist. I've always been a fan of the dudes. I've always been a fan of, like, you know what I mean, Kanye West as far as, like, on the tracks, Just Blaze. Like, you know what I mean? Everybody that inspires to be great, man. You know what I mean?
We got some love coming at you from Vinny Idol Camp if you need it, man. I'm on deck with that, so just keep that in
that's
mind.
That's what's up. Vinny Idol was popping.
Man.
That's what's up.
Right,
part of that D-Block heat. That's what it is.
All right, all day, man. We appreciate you naming those cats, and especially the cats that you're working with, because it's important that we get some exposure, man. And throw us your Twitter right quick, fam. I definitely wanted to ask you that right now. Your Twitter.
Oh, yeah, twitter.com/liaisonph. That's LIAISON. You know what I mean? PH. You know? Hit me up.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Like
follow me.
Like PH. LIA?
Yeah. LIAISON. PH.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? And for those that don't know it, man, those of y'all that have been following me for the longest, man, you know what I mean? I go by Liaison, you know what I mean? But, like, as of recently, I had to kind of, like, extend my name because of reference purposes, you know what I mean? So I go by Franchise Liaison now, you know what I mean? Because when you just put in Liaison, it's like, it's a whole lot of politics. Like, the name is so broad or whatever, it's really hard to Google me. You know what I mean?
Okay,
so when you put in Franchise Liaison, anything pops up or whatever, and, you know what I mean? You can get a whiff of what's going on with you, man. You know what I mean?
That's what it is. And shout out to my boy that WizKid live on in the chat room. You know what I'm saying? Definitely supporting Lush Radio Online. Partner Northern Smoke Radio. You know what I'm saying? The street, real street radio. I wanna actually Liaison, being in the music industry, you got good times, you got bad times. What do you feel is your hardest adversity that you had to deal with, fam?
Just like mostly the politics behind bullshit, like, you know what I mean? Just like a lot of times or whatever, you got certain, like, before whatever it used to be like, yo, all right, you know what I mean, what's popping on the streets? The DVDs is popping. The DVDs is popping on the streets, you gotta holler at whoever has a popping DVD. There's politics behind that if you ain't got your name up. Now we in a brand new era, you know what I mean? It's websites. You know, if you ain't got your name up and you ain't doing what you got to do or whatever, it's politics with a website, you know what I mean? my name is solidified out here, man. If dudes don't know, man, I done shot over 20 videos, man. You know what I mean? I got 4 mixtapes out on these streets. Franchise Volume 1, Franchise Volume 2, hosted by Sycamore. Too Many Hustlers, Not Enough Customers. You know what I mean? Still Too Many Hustlers, Not Enough Customers, hosted by Smack DVD. You know what I mean? So I put it in out here on these streets, man. You know what I mean? I'm basically looking for that love back, man. I'm not giving out no free downloads, none of the bullshit, man. Like, you know what I mean? I'm out here to just survive, man, and just give people good music, shit that they need to hear, you know?
That's what it is, man. Liaison, if you're just joining us right now on LushRadioOnline.com, you already know that you're live with Liaison, Franchise Liaison, as he extended his name.
Yeah,
make sure that you support him, following him on Twitter. And he's definitely doing his numbers, definitely in the streets. The streets got his back. You know what I'm saying? Internet got his back. So y'all definitely need to support the whole situation, man. Seriously.
Yeah.
So we got some joint. We got a joint from you, know what I'm saying? And we want you to go.
I was listening to Donnie Goins or whatever. That's my homie. Shout out to him, man. He's saying a lot of relevant things, man. A lot of things that I agree with, you know what I mean? So that's a real shout out to him, you know what I mean? Keep doing your thing, homie.
That's what it is, man. We on to something, man. Go ahead and introduce this joint for us, man.
Yeah. This is my joint. It's one of my babies off the Catch a Breath mixtape, you know what I mean? We on to something. Produced by my homie Q730. Harlem, what up?
That's what it is. Let's go.
Grey Goose. Check, check. Ladies. Check, check. Run. Check, check. VA, VA.
Camera. Action coming. Make room for the stars by the jam.
I think we all on the sub.
Cat, body pumping. All it takes is my song to get the drum here. We all on the sub. All the names walk around here wondering, get your ass off the wall, cause these shit think we all on the sub.
Great.
I'm so drunk in the spot, I can see the future. Me and Slim Good right here, about to maneuver. See the Grey Goose right here, boy, it illusion. Whole club smell like Kush Pharma Sutra. And I ain't got a problem if I lose this 400. Cause I won't hit the spot nowhere, it ain't star-studded. Mommy talking like VA, you the bastard. You ain't tell me that album is straight classic. And you ain't tell me that you way ahead of these maggots. The way these dudes losing the weight, it looks desperate. Lil' Sweetie Benjamin's, baby, I like 50. You tell you wanna roll with the winners, come home with me. You trying to make moves in my neck, but no higgy. My esteemed dudes on the set, it is my city. Tell you wanna ball, then hey, let's blow 50. I got three chips topping your set. Come roll with me to the
light. Camera, action coming. Make room for the stars by the jam.
I think we all in the club.
Cat, body pumping. All the kids my song to get the drum here. We all in the club.
All the names walk around here wondering, get your ass off the wall, cause these shit.
I think we all in the club.
Great, loose, pineapple loving. Try to shorty to the bar, cause that's right there.
We all in the club.
Stopping all around this club and hailing, you know. Pocket tight, wearing me down, my shit sumo. Fog everywhere on the planet, just like Pluto. Shorty got a grip on my top, she spin Euro.
Yeah.
And we ain't the one usually giving kudos.
Nah.
Q730 on track, this shit's noodles.
Yeah.
Too many shots at the bar, I'm seeing loopholes. Shorty unloosing my pants, hey, it's my new bow.
Hey.
And I ain't got 5 on it. I got 500,000, I can slide your chick.
And
we got a line full of houses, I can bounce that quick.
And
then play hide and go seek, bet I can find them lips. And bounce around boutiques, put things on them hips. A few things on footage, let's extend those clips. Take the body to the head, we don't take no sips. And take the knife to the panties, I got lean, die bent, let's go.
Lights, camera, action coming. Make room for the stars by the jam.
I think we all in the club.
Pack, body pumping. All it takes is my song to get the drum here.
We all in the club.
All the names walk around here wondering, get your ass off the wall, cause these shit.
I think we all in the
great.
Now I decided I'm a poly with the models. Small as hell, homie, but hey, they buy bottles.
Hey.
It's just my luck, not like hitting the lotto. That my song set the spot on fire, I'm like Choco.
Yeah.
And I'm just clear of present danger. Liable to hoist that chick right from her length.
Yeah.
Looking real boss in them flicks, Hall of Fame. Yeah, it's the franchise, Lee, baby.
I keep it gangsta.
And every day I'm in my best outfit. Every night I'm in the telly on my checkout shit. And every time I light a blunt, I blow the steam out quick. And roll another one up so we can steam these chicks and go.
Lights, camera, action coming. Make room for the stars by the jam.
I think we all in the club.
Pack, body pumping.
pumping. All it takes is my clone to get the joint here. We on it. All the names walking around here wondering, get your ass off the wall, cause these chicks ain't beyond the stuff. Grape, juice, pineapple loving. Slide a shorty to the bar, cause that's right there, beyond the stuff.
Oh, yeah, that joint right there was fire, baby. Liaison, man. We on to some. Woo! That's some hot stuff right there. You already know what it is, man. I got a quick PSA, quick announcement to let everybody know. You already know that we did the joint Welcome to Marcy, and I would be proud to announce that we've hit 1,000 and so hits on YouTube. We trying to hit 1,500, so let's take it there. Going back to the lines with Liaison. What's goody, my dude? What's goody, Liaison?
Everything is bueno, man. I just feel mad good, man. I just came out the studio. I'm actually on the studio balcony right now, man. Just, you know what I mean? Just in here crafting my new street album, I should call it. You know what I mean? It's called Catch Your Breath. You know what I mean? High production on there. Just like I said, I got my man Charlie Brown on there. My man Destro. I got production by Ron Browse on there. I got production by my man Ty Sounds on there. Q730, a whole heap of, you know what I mean, dudes that's hot, man, and that's up and coming, man. I got a little Fame on my joint, you know what I mean, D Chambers, Boom P, Charlie Clips, Had Ice, you know what I mean, Pacino, you know what I mean, on my mixtape or whatever. So I'm working on an underground classic, real talk, you know what I mean, and I need people to support that and support my other mixtapes over at www.professionalhits.com, that's HITZ.com, you know what I mean. Log on, get familiar, you heard?
That's what up. Y'all better go support this cat right here, man. His grind is retarded, you heard me? Y'all better support him, because if you don't, like I told y'all before, I'm smacking people. Straight up, right up, smacking them.
Shout out to my son Ali, that's my dude too, man. We got to get something going, man. It's true, son, if you're listening, you heard? My dude right there.
Yeah, and I'm his publicist, so that's why I was just about to ask you that. I was like, yo, when you going to do a True Son joint, son?
Yeah, let's work it out. Let's work it out. I got True Son right on the, you know what I mean? I got the homie direct mass. I ain't about nothing. Mr. Brooklyn way, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what it is, man. That's what it is. Definitely, I can't wait. Once y'all do that situation, we got to get that cracking. But, definitely supporting what you got going on, man. With the new projects and everything that's coming out, I know you said that you got a couple of mixtapes and different situations coming out.
Yeah.
Any other new videos or anything dropping also?
Yeah, I'm supposed to be shooting something with me, my man Blitz McBain, and J.R. Writer call I've been on. You know what I mean? So, like, hopefully or whatever, that'll be the next joint. You know what I mean? That's off Catch Your Breath. That's going to be crazy. You know what I mean? I think y'all got that record, too, if I'm not mistaken. I'm pretty sure I sent that.
I think I got that joint. Let me check. I ain't gonna sit here and make no promises, but I'm gonna check.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? It's just like your boy is working, man. You know what I mean? Everybody out there that's already familiar with Franchise Liaison, you know what I mean? Google me, hit my website up or whatever, support my music or whatever, because it's worth the cash, you heard? You know what I mean? It's worth the wait. You know what I mean? I'm coming. You know, we've been out here doing this for a long time or whatever. Dudes ain't really no new jacks, you know what I mean? They might be new to, we might be new to a lot of these cats or whatever that's on the mainstream, but, you know what I mean, you could go to any one of these websites or whatever and put my name in or whatever, and you see a lot of my videos come up, from World Star to This Is 50 to On Smash, you know what I mean? Everything moving, you know what I mean? We on it.
I'm going to throw it back to my co-host from Jersey. Google, you got a question? Another question for Liaison?
Yeah, man, I'm glad I asked him about them shows earlier, man, because now, man, he got me kind of amped just from hearing that track, man. And plus, he need to come to the Swamp Team out in Jersey. You know, Lush was just over there over the weekend, man, so you can hear some of these beats Chill Trees got and everything, man. I'm on my networking thing after hearing that track, man. My question is, man, can you come to Jersey to the Swamp Team? That's
all. Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah, my brother. Hell yeah.
Lock that in.
I ain't about nothing, my G.
Yo, my Gmail is futureguru100, just like my Twitter. And then my Twitter, just hit me up on my Twitter tonight, man. Send me some information on your Gmail, bruh.
For sure. Yeah, man.
I got to tell you that track was real crazy, man. I appreciate that, my G.
Everybody who got Gmail out there, you know what I mean? My emails come directly to my phone. Y'all can hit me up, liaison718@gmail.com, whether it's beats, You got shows, radio shows, whatever you want the boy to do. Mixtape hosting, holler at me. I'm with it. You heard?
Yeah, we managing cats like that's doing it like that, like for real. Those are the only kind of fresh, raw talent myself is trying to promote. I'm keep it real. I don't know who listening. Y'all know what it is when y'all send it right. Y'all know what I'm trying to hear, man. Y'all know, I'm going to tell you right now, if it's weak and whack, I ain't really rocking with it, man.
Yo, homie, you hear how you just said that, man? That's the same thing that's going on with dudes' material, man. Like right now, whatever, like, dudes got to realize that the music industry is just like a regular economy, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm rocking with regular shit.
You know what I mean? If dudes is out here giving their shit away for free and it's heat and you got all these numbers on YouTube or whatever and you ain't producing nothing for it, man, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's whack, man. So all you dudes out there with some type of relevance, or if you think you got some type of relevance, man, you know what I mean? Put your shit on the market or whatever. You know what I mean? See if it's really, really valuable. Stop giving your shit away for free, man. You know what I mean? Never in the history of the crack game. Never in the history of the crack game has a nigga went to go get his work, chop his shit up, and say, I'm hitting the hood and I'm going to give it away for free. You know what I mean? So if your music is that valuable, if it's that official, you know what I mean? Put something up for it, man. You know what I mean?
That's how she said that Brooklyn way, man. It's taking me back to how we got 1,000 plays overnight on this Welcome to Marcy video. And shout out to Paula Perry for directing that joint. Word up.
Shout out to Paula Perry for real, yo. Yo, this joint got 1,027 views, man, in like 2 days, man.
That's what's up.
Crazy.
That's what's up, man.
That's number
you seven. Know, but Liaison, man, the other thing I was going to ask you, man, you know, What do you feel the game is missing? Like, what do you feel? What are your dislikes of just? And then what do you feel like the game is missing? And if you can control this industry, what would be some of the things that you would change? If you were in charge of this music industry in general, what would be some of the main things you would change?
Real talk, like, right now, like, you know, a lot of people or whatever, they complain about the industry. I actually like it, you know what I mean? Because to be real with you, the music is back where the shit belong at. It's the streets, you know what I mean? Industry niggas don't control, you know what I mean? They don't control the music. The street does. When the street says something is hot, that's what everybody run with, you know what I mean? So as far as anything I think I would change in the music industry, it would just be, you know what I mean? I'm going to just put it like this. Snoop Dogg album, his first album on No Limit was called The Game Is To Be Sold, Not To Be Told. You know what I mean? So if you ain't selling your motherfucking music, you basically telling people, yo, listen, my shit ain't worth buying. You know what I mean? So if you're going to give people 100 mixtapes or whatever for free, and then when you decide to come out with an album, a little 16 joints, and they already got 100 of yours, you know what I mean? You want to get paid for it or whatever, and they like, yo, why should I? You know what I mean? Come on, just get cash. That's the only thing I would do. I would change different. A lot of cats is running around here talking about they giving their music away for free. You know what I mean? And it's hot. And you know what I mean? It's really worth something. Because I see dudes out here, whatever, in all these regions, because I really do my homework, man. I see dudes getting hundreds of thousands of hits on YouTube or whatever. But then I see them giving out free material. You know what I mean? And I see these. Ain't nobody balling. You know what I mean? A lot of these niggas ain't really balling. You know what I mean? So I'm like, yo, listen, man. Get out there, whatever, and give up your material, man. You know what I mean? This is the industry. You know what I mean? If your shit is worth grabbing it up, man, people will grab it. And if you want to grab mine, www.professionalhits.com. That's HITZ.com. Log on, get familiar. You heard Franchise Liaison.
That's what it is. And I also wanted to go ahead and, you know, we always put people on the spot. You know, you heard Donnie. So
yeah,
we're going to put you on the spot. Can you give us a Lush Radio exclusive?
Yeah. I got you. Yo. I feel a way about you. I bring the hate about you. Look a serpent dead in his eyes and spew the venom out you. These niggas' techniques is crooked. They never master shit. They Barry Bonds hit record with an asterisk. See, I done had the mind frame of a shooter to analyze a gigabyte to read the brain of computers. So stupid is as the stupid does. Mouth gives a ruga hugs instead of losing love. The equivalence, you could lose your blood. My alliances, we focus on hits. We call your brain Chubby Checker. Have it doing the twist. We having real nigga shortages. Forgot who the bosses is. Disrespect from children get peddled back to the orphanage. You put your hand back, sucker. You don't owe me shit, but I'm a whale out the water. You get off Moby's dick. And it ain't like these niggas need applause for me, but it's a fine line between love and loyalty. Franchise Liaison, you.
What? Are you serious? What? Don't hurt nobody. That was another Lush Radio what?
Yeah.
This is another Lush Radio Online exclusive. Exclusive.
Exclusive from Franchise Liaison. Woo.
Yeah.
For real, man. We loving what you're doing over there, fam. For real, you grinding hard, body, man. We definitely supporting what you're doing, for real, man. And I definitely say that, you know, for how strong is it and how important to you is for most of these artists to have a team behind them. Because a lot of people, you know, they go on this thing when they think, how important is it to have a team behind you?
You know, it's so important, man, because, like, now in the era just the era that we in, man, if you ain't really got nobody co-signing you, man, you need to at least have the structure around you, home base, you know what I mean, secure, man, you know what I mean, that way you can get your knees and shit like that or whatever, like, cause if you're an artist running around and you don't got no producers, you know what I mean, you ain't really got no studios, you know what I mean, that you could be able to record at, you don't got no people around you or whatever that could, you know what I mean, shoot a little video here and there if you need that or whatever, you're going to struggle, man, you know what I mean, and fortunately, I got all that, you know what I mean, professional hits, shout out to 576 Productions, you know what I mean, shout out to Embassy Elite, shout out to my whole team, you know what I mean, we here.
Oh, that's real talk right there. That's real talk, because that visibility, man, is mad important when it comes to this industry. And like he just stated, like, you know, get your cameraman or get your boy or invest in getting a camera and get your boy to sit down day and night, learn how to edit and do all that stuff so you can be on point with your stuff, man. Because you don't want to sit there and be waiting for the next cat and he holding on to your film and stuff and your video. Holding on
real
to your
real
stuff,
real
man.
Real
you already know how that is, Yazo.
Yeah. Artists out there, man, if you got any type of ambition, man, don't worry about trying to get to these record labels, man. Try to be the label, man. You know what I mean? If you got a website nowadays, it's so important, man. You know what I mean? You cats, get you little accounts, man. Get your little accounts or whatever, start, you know what I mean, rolling or whatever. Get your little business. You know what I mean? Your little business certificates and shit like that, man, and start putting together these real live companies. Because they looking for the next Dame Dashes. They looking for the next Irv Gotti's. You know what I mean? You could be the next one, man. You know what I mean? Dudes got to get out here and really, really, you know what I mean, put their feet together and get this shit moving. You feel me?
For real. Y'all guys got to definitely go out there. I always encourage for people to go and definitely get their incorporate their businesses and get their stuff together, because this stuff is serious out here. The game is, like, you know, not a game anymore. It's a business. It's not just about the music. You can record all day. I can record all day. But at the end of the day, do you know your business? You know, and
I'm
that's
the streets.
You know,
I'm signed to the streets, so I'm looking for the streets to feed me. I need 50,000 people to spend $5 with the franchise. You know what I mean? So I could get this shit going. If you believe I'm next or whatever, if you believe I got, you know what I mean, I got what it takes, man, support me. You know what I mean?
That's real talk right there. We're going to go to the phone lines, bring in a caller. Caller from 347 New York, New York. What up?
Yes, yes. Support my brother, Franchise Liaison. You already
Truth
know.
Truth and Eileen.
It's Brooklyn. Truth and Eileen is my brother. What's good?
Yo, what's going on, Truth, son? What's popping, my G's?
Yeah, man. Just listening, man, I tuned in, timed in right perfect and on time, you know what I'm saying? Just when you was telling the people, if you believe in me, you know what I'm saying? Spend a little cash, man. Y'all go out there and buy other things, man. Spend something that you believe in, man. Some hard music, some good music, some shit with some good hip-hop elements in it, you know what I'm saying? That the world, you know what I'm saying, is used to, man, this rap thing,
for
man.
Sure. For sure, my G, for sure.
Got some good dudes that's trying to bring it back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. We definitely holding it down for the Brook, man. You know what I mean? When dudes are
talking
about the future of Brooklyn, dudes are talking about the next generation or whatever, me and his brother right here, we definitely in them listings, you know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? Shout out to my homie D Chamber. Shout out to everybody that's running around here doing their thing, man. But, you know what I mean? Let's get it, man.
That's what it is,
man.
Hey, True, we was just talking about, you know, that whole release party over there at Mixtapes Online, and we were talking about you and Liaison doing a joint together, man, getting that cracking, man, for real.
Yeah. Homie had sent me a joint or whatever, but it was just like, yo, man, we was just, hey, you know how it should be, whatever, but me and Truson, we definitely going to get it together, man. We ain't too far away from each other, so, you know what I mean? You know I be in the style, so it ain't about nothing. We could get it in.
Oh, yeah. We definitely gonna cross paths and get that work done. You know what I'm saying? Me and Liaison been, you know what I'm saying? We've been chasing around the board with each other, but you know what I mean? It's cool, though, because I know that's my brother first, like I said.
For sure, for sure.
A lot of dudes that I deal with, you know what I'm saying, that's, you know what I'm saying, that I personally like, that I like to get personal with, like, you know what I'm saying, not just with this music shit, you know what I'm saying, like, some
real nigga shit,
world, because we definitely got to survive before anything else, you know what I'm saying, so we out here trying to live, at the same time we doing something that we believe in, you know what I mean,
yeah,
so.
Yeah, respect the game, for sure. Yeah, yeah, rest in peace to Mike Beck, too, man. I was another dude that was in the circle, man, that dudes was running around with or whatever, and we got a chance to get a couple breaths of fresh air from. So, you know what I mean? Rest in peace to the homie Mike Beck, man. You know
well,
what I mean?
rest in peace, Mike Beck, and rest in peace, G-Baby, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure. Rest in peace to the homie G-Baby.
Well, you know,
I had just seen homie at the URL event. I was just chopping it up with homie, man, you know what I mean?
Yeah, crazy, man. That's crazy.
Good dude.
G-Baby was just on the show, like, Guru, it wasn't that long ago. And then, you know, next couple of days, they talking about, you know what I'm saying? You know, he's dead. I'm like, wow, that's crazy, son.
Life is short, man. That's why you got to live life to the fullest, man. Never know what's going to happen tomorrow, you dig?
For real.
But, yo, you know what I'm saying? I'm on the line. You know, I know everybody talking about what's going on and everything, but I got that EP coming, man. Everybody out there listening, A Second Beginning is coming soon, man. I'm talking weeks, man. I'm talking weeks. You know what I'm saying? Stay tuned to that website. No less be blasted at all, but www.truesonali.com, man. Stay tuned.
And it's for sale.
Man.
It's for sale.
Yeah,
you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna put a price tag on mine's a $6.99. How about that?
Yeah, why not, brother?
You know what I'm saying? So come on, spend that $7 with me. Spend the God number with me, you know what I'm saying? Dollars and cents, man. It makes a beautiful exchange, you know what I'm saying? Especially when you're dealing
with real rap pros
like True Son, dealing with real rap pros like Liaison, you know what I'm saying? So many other brothers I can name, but you know what I'm saying? We here now, and that's what it is, man. Brooklyn all day.
Before I forget, yo, let me shout out to all the mixtape DJs and everybody that's doing their thing across seas, man, because to be real with you, just like the homie Donnie Goins said, I'm probably on more mixtapes across seas than I am running around the streets of Brooklyn and out here in New York City, man. I'm going to keep it real. They show me so much love out there on the Euro streets. So, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. DJ Spintech, DJ Silence. You know what I mean? DJ Manny Smalls, all them dudes out there that's running around, they doing their thing or whatever, that show me mad love, man. Keep rocking, keep supporting me, man. You know what I mean? My Fight Back Familiar dudes or whatever that's out there in Dubai or whatever, I'm making my moves, man. And I'm not just being stagnated out here. That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? I take Euros, we take Japanese yen, it's whatever.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah. That's real talk right there, man. We want all that shit.
For sure.
Show. Seriously, man. Yo, Liaison, like I was saying, man, Liaison's doing this thing, man. We definitely support everything. Support this brother. Purchase his music, man. Support artists you believe in, man. Stop saying, yo, I rock with you, my dude. Well, if you rock with me, then go ahead and drop them, you know what I'm saying, them cigarettes. You don't have to buy them cigarettes because I know in New York they like, what, $7, $7, $8. Now they done went up.
Cats would come out with so many other things to spend money on, it's irrelevant. We could think of a few things, you know what I'm saying? So when you see brothers out there and you know their music is hot, you know what I'm saying? Don't hesitate. Pull that $5 out, you know what I'm saying? Because I know when the release, when my release party come, you know what I'm saying? We selling out. I plan to go home with no albums.
For sure. I ain't making no excuses because, yo, the dudes, I get hit up. I got emails, my MySpace or whatever, my Facebook. Dudes hit me up from all over, everywhere, like, yo, man, I respect you. I see all your videos, man. I see you all over the net, man. Where can I buy your stuff? That's what you got to cater to, man. You know what I mean? Keep lashing on to the ones or whatever who you going to get on the flyby. But for those or whatever who do rock or who do fuck with Franchise Liaison, who do mess with True Son Ali or whatever, who down with the Alliance, man, you know what I mean? Support, spend that cash, man. Let's get it.
The thing about it is, it's not about having, like, you know, 50 million cats that saying they want to, like, hit you up. It's about the core fans that's willing to spend that money. Even if you had a shirt or whatever, they will buy that because they support your movement. You know what I'm saying? And we definitely support your movement on Lush Radio Online. You know what I'm saying? We need to get them videos slid into us so we, you know what I'm saying, we can put them on Lush Radio Online and get it cracking, you know what I'm saying?
For sure.
I just want to say, it's not about just copping it because, you know what I'm saying, you could cop thousands of artist albums and not be satisfied. But you know what I'm saying? You know artists is hot, man. Top them albums, man. Word up, man. Because
yeah,
you got
sure,
good heat, man.
Sure.
When you spend that money, you're going to get good music. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, in the Duke's world, man. That's what it's about.
That's what it is, man. Definitely slide me over them videos, liaison. I need that.
I got you. Yo, do you got my direct contact?
I think I'm looking at the number right now. I'm trying.
Yeah.
I think
send
I'm looking.
Send me a text message with all your information. You know what I mean? And you know what I mean? It's whatever from there. I'm on
that's
deck.
That's what it is, man. You know, like I said, we support you once again, man. Throw out that email address again. Throw out that Twitter. Throw out that website for the people. You know what I'm saying? And check you, fam.
For sure. My email address is liaison718@gmail.com. You know what I mean? Radio stations, you know what I mean? Anybody that you need any mixtape hosting, whatever, hit up Franchise, you know what I mean? You can hit up my website. That's www.professionalhits.com. Hits is HITZ.com. Log on familiar. Hit me up on YouTube, youtube.com/liaison718TV. You can check all the videos I got up there, man, and just, you know what I mean, just get in tune, man, and support.
That's what it is. Any advice for these up and coming artists trying to get in the game, fam?
Yeah, man. Just, you know what I mean? Be able to take good criticism or whatever, but at the end of the day or whatever, if you really, really that talented, don't ever let nobody tell you, you know what I mean? Anything other than what you feel, man. You know what I mean? Just keep pushing. You know what I mean? Keep pushing. That's it. You know what I mean?
That's what it is. Guru, you got any final thoughts with Liaison, fam?
Yeah, man. My final thought is hit me up so you can come to the swamp. That's it.
For sure. Y'all got my number or whatever. Just text me directly, my G or whatever, email me or whatever, and I have everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we going three way. Me and you, me and Lush and you will three way.
All right, cool. Not a problem.
That's what it is. Appreciate you, my G. We definitely gonna hit you on the flip side, Liaison. Appreciate you, man.
Thank y'all very much. Shout out to LushRadio.com. Shout out to everybody in the world right now that's doing their thing, that's listening, all my niggas locked up or whatever. Everybody that's unfortunately not here right now, whatever, we still rocking for y'all. Franchise. Liaison.
That's what it is. Franchise Liaison, you know what I'm saying? Definitely, you know, good
dude.
And everything, man. Appreciate that, man. That's a good dude right there, man. We got True Sun live in the building with us on Let's Radio Online.
What up, man? Bank Boys, we here. BK Hustles, we here. We in the building. What's up? Future, you sound like you in the suede over there, man. What's going on over there? You cooled out over there.
What?
Future Guru cooled out tonight.
Big K all day, man. I'm still vibing off this Marcy shit, man. I ain't gonna front, man.
Yeah,
so that's
my whole thing.
Right now. The birthday weekend, tell them what went down last week, man.
I'm about to go into it right now, man, because Justin hit me up, want me to rock with the 50 MCs, and you know that's going to be a ballpark smash. This is Vinny Idol and his name together on the project. What it did.
Mm-hmm.
So keep your eyes open and keep your ears open. I mean, it ain't no regular jokers on that tape. Eminem, it's some hot shit. Go look at the graphics, man. This is the 50 hottest shit Vinny did, man. Knock it off, man. So, I'm caught up. I'm rocking, you know. We turned up. And how can you get
up? We turned up, man. We been turned up, man. They don't know future. Yo, go. They don't know, man. We been turned up, man. Tell them to keep up, man. Stay out the slow lane.
Yo, just to let everybody know, y'all need to go to YouTube right now and go to Welcome to Marcy. Welcome to Marcy. And you're going to see Guru and me in the joint. You're going to see Vinny Idol. You're going to see G to K. You're going to see AK Chop. You're going to see a lot of cats that you're going to see. Marcy, we here. BK, we here. You know what I'm saying? BK Hustle, we here. Check that joint out. We put that joint up in one day and it hit like 800. You understand what I'm saying? This is going on the second day, and we on 1,000. Do you understand what I'm saying? We trying to take it to the next level. I need 1,500 by the end of tonight. 1,500.
Yeah, it's going. All
right. 1,500. Everybody 1,500 by the end of the night. That's the quota for tonight. 1,500.
You go see the drop for Lush Radio that we shot with Vinny Idol and Money L. And Vinny Idol and Justin, because Vinny Idol just got all up in the drop, too. That's how we doing it, man. It's family right there, man. Shout out to the Swamp Team and Chill Trees. They all in the video. You already know.
Yeah, and log on to www.lushradioonline.com and click on events, and you'll see the events. You'll see the it's going to say basically check out and do a screening and check out the joint director. Shout out to Paula Perry, you know what I'm saying, for directing the joint. And check the video out. We got the video on there. You get a snippet of a couple of the pictures that I took while we was out there and everything. We was doing the press, and I did the photos and stuff. So check out that situation. You know, there'll be more, you know, pictures leaked and everything, but the joint is crazy right now. It's
hold
retarded.
Up. Let me just go here on them, Les.
Going retarded. No, but hold up. Let me tell them, True, I know you was doing a DVD interview and stuff, but you know what I'm saying? My birthday, I wanted to see your face, but you know what? It's okay, because I'm going to have to beat your butt. But it's all good, though. But tell us real quick. Tell me real quick. Tell the people again, because he had an interview, and we always want to be updated on your new interviews and everything. So tell us about the new interview you did, and then I'm going to tell them about my birthday weekend and stuff. Go ahead.
Well, you know, because I wasn't with Lushy Lush, you know I was somewhere doing something, you know what I mean? Turning them stats up. But you know what I'm saying? I had an interview with the homies from out Philly, Jersey, and Street Kings. They came down to Brooklyn, you know what I'm saying? Came to the East and kicked it with me in the hood, you know what I mean? Quick interview. Dropped a few new 16s on them, you know what I mean? Then also the day after that, you know what I'm saying? See, because the weekend was crazy. Then I had the homies from Facebook. They got this new thing on Facebook that they doing. It's a group of dudes. What is it called? The highlights of New York. In the city of New York, something crazy. You know what I'm saying? If you're on my Facebook, you're gonna see it when it's blasted off. You know what I'm saying? Just stay tuned. You know what I mean? Facebook.com/TrueSonali. I live on there. You know what I'm saying? When I'm in the office doing my thing, you know what I'm saying? I'm on there chatting. You know what I mean? So you could definitely find out about that on there and on the website. You know what I'm saying? Because I blast everything off on there too. Unless you, that's going to tell you about it anyway. You know what I'm saying? Because that's my boy. But I,
you already know what it is. And under the streetlight interview was a hot interview. You know, it's posted on www.lushradioonline.com. You can click on that, click on the blog, True Son Ali. He was on there doing his 1-2 on that situation. And you got to log on to www.truesonali.com. Also, go to YouTube, True Son Ali. You'll see all his videos pop up. You know what I'm saying? We need
all the videos. All the videos.
All the videos. You know what I'm saying? And if y'all don't know that Real Rap Pro is fire right now, Cass is talking about it, is retarded. You also
let us clear that we showed that joint to Lazy K though.
Yeah, we showed. Oh, let tell him about that, son. Tell him about
that. True Son Ali, man. You know I love that track. Real Rap Pro. Shout out Real Hip Hop, man. Shout out Real Rap Pro. Let's be clear that True Son had the vision to bring it home. You know, go to his hood and do a hot video. You know, and you could tell that the man is involved in this presentation. So what we did was presented it to Lazy K. This is what Future Guru 100 and Lush Radio do. She came to Jersey, and I took her over there, and that's the way it go, man. If you really want to get down with me, just holler at me, man. My Gmail is real, just like my Twitter. It's real. I answer. I holler. You know what you need to talk about.
Ooh, crazy as hell.
He did it like this.
He cooled out tonight. Yo, he is turned up. He crazy as hell, man. We was.
He got me ready to light my cigar, man. I'm gonna light my cigar, my Cuban.
You know what I mean? Video, and we showed it to Murder. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
Lazy K invited us into the crib. We chilled out. We got it in. Shout out to Lazy K and Murder.
Well,
and Murder to
Lazy
second,
K
and
all
he
all
checked
day.
It out, and he was filling the joint. You already
yep.
know.
Mm-hmm.
He was
in there with, you know what I'm saying, shout out to DJ Lazy K, shout out to Murder. Murder was turned up. Murder had some crack up there, some fire that blew my mind, man. But, you know, shout out to them. Definitely we're supporters of Lazy K Productions. You already know what it is. And they did joint. They was feeling it true, you know what I'm saying? They was liking it, you know what I'm saying? And I'm kind of happy, you know what I'm saying? I'm happy about that.
Not everybody will get that opportunity. You heard?
Oh, nah, man. I'm ready to drop an exclusive for Lazy K right now, even if she's listening, baby. I got the exclusive, man. Voice of
check this out, too. Your cuzzo, your peoples, K came on the line earlier. You know we had DJ Blazita, one of the hottest DJs on the 1 and 2, and you know I played her the Real Rap Pro, and she already said, you know what I'm saying, you know, you are, she already know because you family.
Oh, yeah. That's my peoples, you know what I mean? My family and my cousin peoples and all that. You know what I mean?
Word up.
That's how it is, though, you know what I'm saying? That's how we wanted it, man. We wanted to circulate. That's why I say I'm dropping mad videos for the people, man. We're going to circulate some more, and we're going to keep dropping this heat on you till y'all people recognize, man. You know what I mean? When I say y'all people, I'm talking about the people that don't know right now, you know what I'm saying? Because the people that's tuned in and focused, they already know what's going on. They know what's happening. True Son Ali is the voice of Brooklyn. Let's Radio Online. We on deck.
Well, you know what it is, man. If you're just tuning in with us, we had DJ Blazita live in the building, courtesy of Soul Pitch Media. Along with that, we had Donnie Goins, you know what I'm saying, doing his thing. And we had Franchise Liaison, courtesy of Cookie, our program manager. And now we got True Son Ali. You already know that this is his home base right here, Lush Radio Online. You already know what it is. Oh, just to let y'all know, at 4 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday, on a Sunday? Yeah, it was on a Sunday. After I came back from Jersey Girls. Hey, True, I wish you was with me, my dude.
Oh, man. I'm working.
Yo. Let me tell everybody how my week was right there beside me, though. When I dropped down in Jersey, I dropped down in Jersey first, it was turned all the way up. We went to check DJ Lazy K. From there, I met my other promo model, courtesy of the one and only Future Guru. You know, we got Niagara Falls in the building. She got a new calendar coming out.
She's sexy, too. Ooh.
And we got the official. We're the official.
We made it happen, man. That's what I do. I've been rocking with her for over a couple of years now. So, you know, she in my hood, man. That's what I do, man.
We're the sponsors of her new calendar. You know what I'm saying? Watch for that Lush Radio logo on that new joint. About to be retarded. We about to sell out. So, fellas, get ready. Because we're going to also do a signing party. And you already know what that is. You know what I'm saying? She's also a core DJ model. She's definitely a Lush model. You know what I'm saying? Live in the building. And that's for the Future Guru. Then
and
I checked with her. She
came to Lazy Crate with us. And she came to Lazy Crate Crib with us. Oh, yeah.
She came to Lazy Crate with us. And then on top of that, I left from there. I went into the swamp. Listened to some tracks. I was in there. They showed me some love. They had the cookout for me. Cats was eating hot dogs, chicken, all that. They done got me some Patron. You know what I'm saying? Tony Patron. Then they put me with the shirt. If I look at the video, Welcome to Mars, the shirt on the joint early, crazy like. And I'm saying it was hot, you know what I mean? And they presented me with that. It made tears come to my eyes because it was real. Shout out to Chill Trees, LS, Hot Art, you know what I'm saying, that definitely did that for me. And then Ransom came through in the building and did some drops for me exclusively. You know what I'm saying?
We rocked. Shout to Ransom, no doubt.
Shout out
to
Ransom. Then I left from there. We all jumped in the car, rode from Jersey to New York, and we went out there. We shot Vinny and all of them, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the whole Marcy, the whole fam out there, A.K. Chop, you know what I'm saying, Dutch, the whole fam, Money L, Justin, all of y'all, man. We went in there, yo, the pictures was retarded, video was retarded. Then after we did that, man, these cats gave me a pizza party. Like, I was like the only chick with all these hood cats. And we had a pizza party, son. Real talk.
We did a fantastic job. They was filling us.
They was showing us mad love, man. Had some more Patron, because, you know, I like Patron. Yeah. But anyway, had some more Patron. Left from there, we went to another bar, you know, rocked out, chill. You know what I'm saying? Then left from there. Then I went back to Jersey, changed, went to the 40-40 club, rocked out in the VIP real quick early with fam. Then I left from that. Sunday, it was Jersey Girls. Oh, my God. I made it rain in there. Shout out to Envy and First Lady L for shouting me out through the whole night. Shout out to the bras. That Dominican joint? Wow. Crazy, man.
Your birthday, Lushy's weekend was turned up. We need a round of applause. We need a round of applause for your weekend, man. Cause, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you got me feeling all crazy. Like, I was there, you know what I'm saying? I wish I was there, but your boy was working hard.
Hey, Lush.
Yeah, I was working hard. But, Joe.
Stop it. Nah, but you know what, though? True was working, and see, that's the one thing that I like. I like when he worked. He not a lazy artist. That's the only reason why I represent, because he not a lazy artist. If you lazy, I can't deal with you. But
you
True is a hard worker, and he grinds his butt off. So that's why I respect him. I love him. And you know what I'm saying? I want him to be successful. You understand what I'm saying? DJs, holla at me. Magazines, holla at me. True Son Ali is here. We working. What's good? Holla at me.
Yeah, word up, man. Since you, I'm gonna get back to the models real quick. Let me rewind back to the models because I was live Sunday. I was live on MBTV. Go to Microphone Bully, you know what I'm saying, .com and check it out. You know what I'm saying? I was on there, and I brought one of the BK Hood Mommy models out with me, Chocolate. You know what I'm saying? You go to her Twitter, at Chocolate, C-H-A-Q-L-A-T, you know what I'm saying? See that sexy. Matter of fact, just go to TrueSonAli.com and see that sexy, you know what I'm saying? I had her out, you know what I'm saying? I've been rolling with the BK Hood Mommy models, like, every occasion nowadays. So you might just see me roll up with my mommies any given day now, you know what I'm saying? Because that's how I'm rolling. True Son is here, man. That's what it is.
You got
word out, man.
That's what it is.
I got a feeling lushy.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, yo, yeah. I'm telling, this how we roll, man. When True Son, tell him, like, you know what I'm saying, when we roll in a building, you know what I'm saying, not to be, we ain't cocky now, but when we roll in the building, they know we about business, man. Guru will tell you, when we roll in the business, in the building, we about business, man. People know our presence, man. We ain't out here to play no games. Shout out to all the fake cats that say that they doing something and they ain't, for real, because I will pull your card, real talk.
Sure.
Shout out to the CCs
too, man. You know the copycats. You know what I'm saying? The ones that see you come through with somebody and then you turn your back. You know what I'm saying? They want to holler. I mean, act like they brought them to the scene. You know what I'm saying? But we already know what it is, man. I'm so crispy and clean on the scene, baby. True Son, I'm feeling like fresh milk, man. You know what I'm saying? Where's the bubble?
Tell them where to go find that Real Rap Pro video at, man.
Hey, man, go to. Cool, you know what time it is, man. It can go straight to the website, www.truesonali.com. For those of y'all that's sleeping, it's TRUESUNALI.com, man. For real. I am the voice of Brooklyn, man. New York, we here.
Well,
I mean, the whole tri-state, we here. You know what I'm saying? We about to turn this thing back to where it's supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? And I'm
Since we talking about the Real Rap Pro, I'm going to go ahead and play the joint, and we're going to come back. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to play that joint. We're going to talk more about this Marcy joint. Like I said, I need 1,500. 1,500 hits on this joint by tonight. That's the quota, 1,500. Yo, World Star, get at me. You know what I'm saying? Vlad TV, get at me. Come on, man. We here. Good.
Bond.
You know what it is, man. Turn it up, man. You know what I'm saying? Real Rap Pro, man. Where the Real Rap Pros at? I know True Son Ali is one. Holla.
Yeah.
You never know. I plan to be a multi-millionaire one day. Big businesses, corporations, big boss in your day. Keep on winning, homie, that's what the people say. I see I'm grinding, this is work every single day. Roll the goal, let me show you the way. Cause it's like heaven, rest the day of the seven. Pardon me, Reverend. Strapped with knowledge of self, plenty wealth. All the troubles I've seen, following my dream. Gotta show some love to my team. Just cause I'll beat Sparrow, Ty, Holly, Boom Lover, my brother, Ron Squad, Jimmy Boss, Fresh. Shout to Sun Sun, know it's 187 on deck. Gotta get it, get respect. Shake my hand with the right, disrespect with the left. Yeah, that's some old school shit, man. Don't ever give me a pound with your left hand. Slap the shit out you. Real life, real raps. Everybody. BK Hood Stars, we in the building. We show international. Hey, yo, Bo, I think I got me a new AKA. International B. I'm up out of here.
Yo, Chusun Ali, man. Shout out to all them real rap pros, but I know Chusun Ali is one. Your girl, Lexi Lex, live in the building with the one and only Chusun Ali and your boy, boy, the one and only Future Guru 100.
Yo, hold up. Yo, guess what I said, man? Yo, this is a special night. Hold up. I got one for you. Can I spin one? Can I spin a funky flow real quick?
Are you gonna spit a funky flow? Are you gonna give us a Lush Radio exclusive from Chusun Ali? Are we gonna get that?
Hey. Oh man, I'm feeling real good today, man. I'm saying I don't know it's raining outside, but you know what I'm saying, I'm up. You know what I'm saying? I'm feeling like a real rap pro right now, cause I am one. You dig?
Go ahead,
man.
Huh?
Come on, get comfortable.
Come on, man. Listen, hopping out the drop top, heading straight to the skybox. People asking questions like, who I be? Only hating ass bouncers want a CID. Later on, have this girl singing Chusun Ali, yo, my bullshit. Niggas like eating my leftovers. Would she drive a BMW? I stunt like a Range Rover. You a 4.5, I'm a 4.6. The magician's silly rabbit, and I still got tricks. Couple homies ride that 5, but I do got 6. Hot shells, competition dead, do not miss. All over the internet, yeah, I do got gifts. Shout out to the boss bully, yeah, I do got Chris. Ever since I was a teen on my cool out shit, I was destined for this rap shit. Who doubt this, yeah. Nigga, who doubt right. This? BK, Hood Star, people, you not this. Big Bush. I just had to do that real quick.
I'm a Lush Radio exclusive, baby.
Another Lush Radio Online exclusive.
You better act like you better act like you know, Pimpin.
Had to drop that. You know what I'm saying? I felt it was flowing through my system, so you know what I'm saying? Why not?
Yeah, I understand.
Lush Radio. We on deck.
I understand, man. This is how it go. This is how we do. This is what we do, man. Lush Radio Online, man. Real radio over the internet. You know what I'm saying? We got Chusun Ali live in the building, one of the hottest artists in the BK area. I love him to death. I want him to be successful. So in order for that, that's why we need that support, man. Y'all need to support these artists out here.
Word up, man. When that EP drop, man, I want y'all to go ahead and come to the release party, first of all, because we're going to blast that off all over. Everybody, if you come, if you're in the NYC area when it's time, you know what I'm saying, it's time to be there, you just be there, man, because it's going to be a legendary historical event. You know what I mean? You know we're going to have crazy performances galore. You know what I mean? Shout out to Leslie Lush, too, man, because she's been holding me down. You know what I'm saying? And she actually gives me, you know what I'm saying, the strength that I need to keep moving and going forward. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to you, Leslie Lush. You know what I'm saying? Because you always sound shout you out. So I'm shouting you out before the world. You know what I mean? So the world can hear me. You know what I'm saying? You hear me well? Shout out to Leslie Lush, man. We're the mother.
Oh, let me tell y'all why he's doing that. It's
her birthday, too, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to say happy birthday on the air, you know what I'm saying? All right again, you know what I'm saying? So it's documented and clear, you know what I'm saying? You know, I love your girl, you know what I mean?
He only saying that because I be chewing him out about that. That's the only thing that he's doing.
Nah,
But I was in the studio this weekend, and I was writing this new joint. You know, me and Just Cuzzo, a.k.a. Billy Ray Valentine. Shout out to Just
Cuzzo. Shout out to Cuzzo, man. I love Cuzzo, man. That's my dude,
We was making this new joint, you know what I'm saying, this weekend. And I said, you know what, I'm going to put Lush in my rhymes. She said, I don't ever put her in my rhymes, so I'm going to put her in my rhymes. So, you know what I'm saying? I got you in my rhymes this weekend. You know what I'm saying? I threw your name up in there somewhere. You know what I mean? The first verse.
Wow, you got. I hope you saying something good about me versus something bad. What's the saying?
Nah, come on, man. Why would I do that, man? You know what I'm saying? Come on, man.
You know I love Son Ali. I love you, Son Ali, man. I BK Hood Stars for life. You already know what it is. Hey, we here.
I'm saying, and plus, you know what I'm saying? I'm feeling good about the whole situation because I just been getting love from all of my ladies, all the ladies in my life, whether it be my publishers, Lushy Lush, whether it be my BK Hood mommy models, you know what I'm saying? They've been showing me crazy love. Shout out to Chocolate, Kiki, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Chocolate China Dog, too, you know what I'm saying? Because she featured on the site and all that, and she still be showing me love. She's going to be in the next video, you know what I mean? Shout out to Sarah Keys, too, you know what I'm saying? We be bugging out on Facebook, you know what I mean? And shout out to all the beautiful ladies out there that's supporting the real dude, you know what I'm saying? That's all I got to say, man, because people don't, you know what I'm saying, show love in that area, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know what I'm saying, I mean, there's always a woman out there that's doing something, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know what I'm saying, she either wants something back for it or she talking shit about it later. But, you know what I'm saying, you got a real lady out there, you know what I'm saying, and she just holding you down because she believe in you and, you know what I'm saying, and that's what it is. Love to them females, man, for real.
For real, yo, and besides, you know, over there looking like Enrico Suave over there. Salute to the beard of Abraham, son.
You know what I'm saying? The queens is the wisdom. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you need that. You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, some real, you know what I mean? Some real deal shit. I'm not talking about the chicks that's fronting and, you know what I'm saying, faking, trying to get next to a dude because he got a little fame or, you know what I mean, he got a little bread in his pocket. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about the chicks that genuinely show love and love they brothers and support them. And, you know what I'm saying, whenever they move, they move. You know what I'm saying?
That's real. Hey, True Son, man, tell them about this new EP. What should we expect on this joint? Like, you know what I'm saying? Who's some of the producers, some of the people that's on this joint, man?
You should expect exactly what the name of it is, a second beginning. You know what I'm saying? A second beginning for me. You know what I'm saying? I'm bringing you, you know what I'm saying, like a second level of life almost. Like, you know what I'm saying? The music is just out of this world. You know what I'm saying? We got, like, it's Starlight Production. I mean, it's the BK Hood Stars music. Scarlight Production collaboration, you know what I'm saying? The only track that's not produced by Just Cuzzo is the first track, and that's the intro, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the boy Cuzzo Sose from Fam Child's Production, Rockaway and all that, you know what I mean? He did the intro track.
Tell him about the Be The Best mixtape that's going to be coming out also soon.
Oh, man, Be The Best mixtape is going to be, I think that's one of my best projects yet, and I actually have it ready to come out. You know what I'm saying? We dropping them bombs on them back to back. We gonna drop that EP and then we gonna come hit you with the Be The Best mixtape. You know what I'm saying? Volume one, and that's just a collection of like all the True Son music from like I'm gonna say like 07. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people don't know I dropped the indie album or internet album online, cdbaby.com. /TrueSonAli. You go ahead and check that out. It's called Introducing True Son Ali. Z Factor Records, you know what I'm saying? My people's out in Philly. You know what I mean? And it is a collection of that music. The music that was on my first mixtape, the BK Hustle mixtape volume one, hosted by DJ Bedtime 357. Shout out to the homie, you know what I'm saying? The whole Free Remy Mind movement and all that. You know what I'm saying? It's a collection, man. I got joints that I had features. You know what I'm saying? I got a couple features. Man, it's just a good classical mixtape album. You know what I'm saying? I'm not even gonna call it a mixtape in a minute. I'm gonna just call it a street album. You know what I'm saying? Because it's gonna be so classical. Like, I am what the people have been waiting for. Like, you know what I'm saying? And timing is everything. And now is time. You know what I'm saying? True Son is here. You know what I'm saying? And I aim to please. You know what I'm saying? This is for my people.
Guru, you got any final quick questions and stuff for True Son? While you over there networking, doing your business like you always doing, man? Because you be going hard in the paint, my nigga.
I got the choice. I'm hungry, yo. That's why I've been in and rocking with me, man. That's why I've been marching. I want True Son Ali to come to Jersey. You know, it's all love, man. You see what we got going on, Chill Trees at the Swamp Team. We designing clothes. It's music, fashion, and business, man. We get to the money, man. Nick, I mean, you know, this is basic shit. This is why that love, you can't take that away, what we got right now. What we did for Lush, what my team did, what my camp just loved. They showed out there in Marcy. And shout out to my clients, man. I'm gonna name off a cat. That's holding on. He was holding on tonight on B Bonds. You know, he probably was in the studio too. Shout out to Billy Rose out in Jersey, Sky High, all the cats that's rocking. So y'all know what it is right now. I Am Break Bread, I As Only Hope, AP the Mayor, you know, Gina Ohana Shop, Vinny Idol, and man, we doing it real for real right now. And these are people that support Lush Radio to the fullest. Slate Stone, you know. So we dig. It's really on, man. So really recognize that Lush is available. Lush can come to NY to do some more photo shoots. And y'all need to show love, like, when Lush come through, man. Act like y'all know that she here, man. Y'all see me on Twitter, and she know y'all know damn well she was here. So holler. Don't be stalling. You know it's real business. If we come on the set, it's business. But, you know, we can have some fun at the same time, man. Just show
that.
Knock it off.
Big old future guru.
Yo, come to the swamp, man. We got you.
Yo,
man.
You already know I'm coming out that way, man. I'm traveling
GPS
right now. I'm getting
shit. No doubt. I'll let you GPS. I'm going to send you the link, man. The link to the swamp, man. Nobody gets that. It's just like, you know, it's classified, man.
I'm getting my 2010 forever on right
Classic
now, man. Classic
Media Group. Y'all need to log on to steelreal.net and see what's coming out of the swamp. Y'all see the video from Omega up there. Shout out to Ella Sensei, who on tour right now for a month. He part of the swamp team. Y'all know him from the Artifacts. That's right. It's real, real rap.
Yeah.
Real rap.
So when Ella Sensei come back, we're going to work on getting
the
sun on that joint early. We're going to get that joint cracking. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the old Swamp Chill Trees. You know what I'm saying? All of y'all, man, for real, man. Shout out to everybody that just showed mad love this past weekend, man. This shit was crazy.
And
it heard me crazy.
If you want to get at the Swamp Team, there's only one way to do it. FutureGuru100@gmail.com. I know you need them clothes, them headbands, them girl shorts, booty shorts, tank tops, whatever, man. It's going to be hot. Got something to show y'all. All right.
And look out for that Sun Ali joint, custom made joint from LS. Howdy got him on working on that situation, so he's gonna have that cracking. Also, Ransom gonna have one, so watch out. They're gonna be that Lush Radio spokesperson, LS Hot Art. So you already know what it is, man. We getting it cracking. Not a game out here, man.
LS Hot Art.
We are not playing games.
Y'all gonna know that name.
We are not playing games with you. Don't act like you don't know. Shout out to the fake.
Pop
Yo, I'm trying not to go in tonight. I'm trying not to go. Shout out to them fake people that really say they doing something, and we really find out you ain't doing nothing, man. God!
Yeah, like 2 seconds, y'all. That's it. 2 seconds. 2 seconds. Fuck out of here.
Fuck out of here, man.
That's it.
Two imposters. Yeah, man.
Find yourself, too. Stop it, man.
Stop it. Stop playing around, man. What kind of games are you playing? What are you doing?
To the set.
What are you doing?
Get it together.
2 seconds, man. And now that that's all said and done, I'm telling you, man, it's real business over here, man. Act like you know. And y'all will see the Lush Radio Online street team out here, too. This is a street team. We ain't just got no Twitter team, man. We in the streets.
Lush Radio team out here with ladies. We're gonna have the hottest ladies in the world.
Don't give them everything.
Right. Oh, let me not everything. That's too much. I hope you didn't hear that. That's too much. Watch out for it. Watch out for that. Not as false calendar.
At least this guy's done telling you there's too many copycats out here. You know what I mean? You can't give them that.
Yeah. They copying, man. They trying to suck our blood, man. They trying to suck our blood.
Ah. Wide open right now.
They vampires right now. They vampires.
He said they trying to suck our blood.
Wow.
Yo.
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 Yo, this crazy right now, yo. All I can say is that I love everybody that called in. Shout out to Donnie Goins. Shout out to DJ Blazita. Shout out to Soul Pitch Media. Shout out to Cookie, our program manager. Shout out to Ebony, our co-host. Shout out to Natalia.
Tell DJ Blazita, man. You know what I'm saying? We got some. Yeah, I hope she's still listening, man.
I got the Blazita situation, man. We gonna get it cracking, man. Come on, man.
She made me like I was chasing her, you know what I'm saying? You know
got that
like,
man.
You know
I'm your bitch. We got that, man. If I say it's good, we got that.
Okay. Unless got that, man. She all the way turned up.
That. We got that, yo. I'm telling y'all, people that rock with us know how we move, man. Hey, Guru, when I first, me and Guru, we've been working together. We seen each other in person, man, and it's all work. Guru, tell them, man, ain't we about our business? How you feel about me working with me? I want honest opinions from people right now, people. Confusing them people out there, man. And I just need to let them know. I want to know honestly, not just because you rock with me, but tell me how you feel about me, man, as an individual, a person.
First thing everybody needs to know is that it's all business. Now, we can like you or we don't have to like you, but if the situation is right and it ain't going to affect, like, our families, you know, we can talk. People need to know that from back in the day, real G's and gangsters work things out before it became some stupid shit. So for the most part, there's no dumb shit going on over here at Lush Radio because we peeping y'all out. Y'all don't have to peep us out. We peeping y'all out. Just watch how we move because we already see how you move. And when you want to work with us, just call. That's it. There's nothing. Lush is professional. This is, first thing y'all need to know that this is a business. This is you must be a professional. This is a certain level, like, you should be on when you talking to us, even if you're thinking about working with us. Have your shit together. If you got a presentation, you must be ready to do something.
And don't sleep on Lush because she a female.
Don't get the misconception that she don't know about this whole street thing that we involved with. And you're not getting that off. You're not getting that off, basically. So that's like one thing you need to know. I mean, she's on point, intelligent, smart, charming, and you know that the radio personality of the year, I'm ready to give the award. I might have to make an award. I'm about to go to the trophy shop. Get out of here. I'm going to the trophy shop, man. I might get a bowling shirt. You bowl? Right. I'm from Jamestown. Steve, right?
But I want to hear from my artist. How did, from the first time you wrote, we started, you know, grinding out. How you feel, man? Critique me, man. Tell me what's good.
What you say?
Critique me, man. Tell me. You know what I'm saying? How you feel about Lush?
Lush is a fool, man. I'm telling you, but you know what I'm saying? On some real genuine shit, like, I couldn't have a better publicist because, like, you know what I'm saying? That's like in the field, like, you know what I'm saying? That's like almost like dealing with people, and we even though, you know what I'm saying, that's not my field. I'm the artist and she's the publicist. Like, we both people. Would I have been right if I said people persons? No, that's right. We both people. You know what I'm saying?
Sure,
so
sure.
Like, you know what I mean? So it's like, you know what I'm saying? We get the bug out, you know what I'm saying, in the midst of, you know what I mean, everything. That's just crazy cool though, like, you know what I mean? And she's knocking the guy out too. So y'all can have act like y'all won't run up on Lush, like she won't knock your head off. But nah, other than that, man, like Lush is about her business. Like she go, like when she say that, when she get, I got that term from her. And I know a lot of people be looking at me when I say that, like, oh, you bugging. And she like going hard in the paint. Like she always say that shit, but she really do be going hard in the paint. So you know what I mean? She deserved that fan right there. And you know what I mean? That's just what it is. Basically about handling business, you know what I'm saying? Getting the business done. At the end of the day, we tap champagne bottles and, you know what I'm saying, get our Patron on or whatever. You know how we do, like, showing some Henny or some crazy something.
Yeah, you know how Rancher say, I'm a Lush and I'm online, man.
You know how the BK Hustlers do it.
Yeah, Yo, you know me? BK Hoodstars, man, we be out there, you know what I'm saying, grinding hard body. We step in the room, they know what's good, man. They be like, yo, True Son coming in with the video, dude. I be doing the photos, and we be getting it in. And I make sure the fine ladies come around True Son. Once we walk through, I peep out a fine joint. Yo, you taking a picture with True Son. I'm always
shout out to Lethal Lips, man. You know what I'm saying? You hear me saying my song, you know what I'm saying? Took a couple pictures with Lethal Lips. Now the comments showing up, man. That's some real shit right there. That's some real rap pro shit, for real. You know what I'm saying? Haters keep hating. You know what I'm saying? For real.
For all the haters, man, get out of here, man. You know what I'm saying? Pick your face up after I smack the shit out of you. And on top of that, man, stop playing games, man. You know what I'm saying? You know you love True Son Ali. You know you feeling the music. Stop playing games, man. Let's get this stuff together. Let's get it cracking.
I ain't got nothing but love, man. Shout out to the world every trip, man. That's how I move. Shout out to everybody, man.
Shout out to everybody. And y'all cats is playing games with Google, man. Stop playing, man. Let's get this money. Let's work, man. Yo, I need 1,500. 1,500 by the end of this tonight, man, on this Welcome to Marcy video. I ain't playing with y'all, man. Real talk. I'm going to tell your mother, your father, your friend. Tell everybody. I don't even care if it's a kid, man. Yo, go over there. 1,500 the end of the night. World Star, get at me. Gladly. Glad TV, get at me. We here. Welcome to Marcy. Marcy, BK, we here. Shout out to Mike Beck. Shout out to G Baby. Shout out to Biggie Smalls. Shout out to all the guests from BK that we lost, man. The ones that's here. We keep doing it for y'all, man. We here. What's good? Holla at us, man. Y'all already know what it is, man. Lush Radio in the building. I don't do it for me. I do it for the people. I'm the people's voice. They say that True Son's the people's choice. I'm the people's voice. The voice of Brooklyn over there, man. Hey. In the building, you know what I'm saying? Future Guru, number one promoter worldwide, internet, hands down. I put a stamp on his official, you know what I'm saying? Official tissue. Bitch. But you know what I'm saying? We live in the building, man. I got a new time for y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? Before we wrap it up, I got a new term for y'all, right? You know when somebody, they just talking to you and they just talking all kinds of crazy shit and you don't really want to listen to them? You be like, I tie. Like, what you say, my nigga? I try. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, so I don't really don't want to talk to you right now. I try.
I don't know. You throw me right out. You throw me out the ball game. You might as well throw me out the ball game. Throw me out the game. Right? Technical team me out. If you said that shit to me, I want out. I'm leaving. I am leaving.
I'm like, you right.
That's good.
Yeah.
I like that.
You know what I'm saying? And then, like, you know what I'm saying? For all y'all cats, you know, sometimes you want to call them a B-I-T-C-H, right? Instead of saying the full word, you could do it to the point where it's so funny, nobody knows what you're talking about. And shout out to my man Cartier for this one right here, right? You know, you be talking to somebody, you like, what up, bitch? You over there, what, huh, bitch? Right. I don't even know what she looking like, bitch. You know, you call them a bitch, but they don't even know you call them a bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, you be sitting there in the restaurant. Me and Guru sitting in the restaurant. So we would like to have some Chardonnay and some other stuff, bitch. You know, you say it real quick, right? But you got to say it real low, though, so they don't know what you're talking about. But only you and the other person would know that you're calling them a bitch.
Yeah, you know what? That's kind of funny right there. I'm fucking with that one, for real.
Bitch.
I might go in a bit more. Yeah, because, yo, you know how it get, True Son. When you ready to leave and she don't even understand my phone ring, my phone bang. If my phone bang, I gotta go, bitch.
Yeah.
What am I got? Fuck that. Yo, True Son, my phone do not sleep. This phone do not sleep. I gotta go. I mean, they don't even know.
Bitch.
I'm dead serious, though. Yo, that shit go hard, though.
Hey, yo. What if you just want to watch?
I could get kicked out and enjoy this shit at the same time because I called her a bitch.
Bitch.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm about to use that one. That's stolen.
Yo,
whoever ain't copyright that shit, you know. You better.
Yeah. But you know what I'm saying? My cousin was saying all that shit, you know what I'm saying, the other night, and we threw it in and combined it and said, I tell, bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yo, you is crazy.
Crazy right now, man.
That's a combo. You really ready to leave.
That's crazy.
That's some crazy shit. I hear you.
Yo, shout out to all the haters and everybody that's out there doubted us and said we wasn't going to make it, and we still here and we still standing, man. All of y'all cats is bitches.
Oh! Yo!
I tell, bitch.
Sign it off.
We out of here, man. I got a joint right here from the UK. Shout out to DJ Ames for sending me this joint right here. It's one of the hottest hits right now coming out of the UK. It's called Pass Out, yo. And the joint definitely rocks. I played the joint like 5 or 6 times. I like it. UK, you in the building, Less Radio. We feeling you, Germany. We here. You already know what it is. Worldwide International. BK Hood Stars. Marcy. You already know what it is. Worldwide International. Welcome to Marcy. See my man, Tucson. You know what I'm saying? Holla at www.tucsonali.com, www.lessradioonline.com. At Future Guru 100, at Ebony, at Less Radio Online.
Mm-hmm.
At Tucson Ali, man. We here, man. Bitch. And we out of here. Pass out.
Bye, bitch.
That's
crazy.
It's okay, I'm good.
Yo!
I think you're doing alone.